The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and the Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards Network and tons of other designs. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at wizardspodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, at GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course, at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Shining Wizards Podcast, and this is the best day of my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the miracle of the good Lord in heaven,
Jesus, baby,
four
Jesus.
Of us are back in studio for another whiz bang. Holy cow, it's time for WrestleMania, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, it's wrestling talk. Tony.
Edward.
Did you just say whiz bang?
Yes.
What is a whiz bang?
It's a bang for a whiz.
I gotta Google this now.
More bang for your buck.
Matthew.
Are we kind of staticky? Should I pull it back a little bit?
Sounds
maybe.
Good.
Welcome to the Shining Wizards, where it's unprofessional and bad right away.
Hey, we're going live. So
whiz bang is a small caliber, high velocity shell.
It could be Blog Talk Radio bad, but I think we're a step above
Boop.
That. What's going on, boys?
Look at that.
Nothing. It's WrestleMania season.
One time and only time.
You wouldn't know unless we told you.
That's not true.
But it's WrestleMania season.
WrestleMania.
Now, if you're a wrestling fan, it's probably the best week of the year, especially if you're near the California area.
I mean,
when they did it in the Meadowlands, or whatever they're calling it now, since they're knocking everything down over
there. The Meadowlands.
It was cool. It was just cool to be like at the WrestleCon and the PWS shows with all these guys in town.
The best part of that weekend was everything but WrestleMania.
Pretty much. I mean, WrestleMania. I had fun at WrestleMania. It was my first WrestleMania, so I can't complain. This one's a little...
This one just is kind of like, I call it the in-your-house of WrestleManias. Obviously, next year's WrestleMania is going to be their huge WrestleMania, and they're saving all the good shit for that one. I bet you Austin's going to wrestle. I bet you Taker retires and goes into the Hall of Fame. I bet you...
But wrestles.
Huh?
But wrestles as well.
But wrestles also, yeah. I bet you so much good shit is going to happen next year. They're banking on getting 100,000 people there. I mean, that's their big time mania. This is the in your house. This is the in between manias.
It's rough. I mean, I got to work Sunday night. And at first, I got the email and I was like, oh man. But then I was like, you know what? I'm okay. I'll see the main event and I can always watch the replay. And
of course.
The way they ended Raw Monday night.
Tony, sit down and get on your microphone, please.
What is your son doing?
His face was hysterical. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I'm trying to keep things professional by doing things off mic, and you guys just bring me back in.
I'm sorry. Tony's kid, like, knocked something over.
He knocked over the toilet paper roll, and he had a heart attack.
His face was like he just killed somebody. It was so sad.
Like, did he look like
a... I can't even say it.
All right. Let's get back. Let's get back.
Do you want to go there first, or do you want to just go right in the mania? Because I have a little gripe with some of these dirt sheets.
Well, then let's start there, I think, because that was the earliest news, the furthest news away from tonight.
Yes.
A real unfortunate incident that took place in Mexico. Where,
yeah, Rey Mysterio killed a man. I can't fucking believe it.
If you check all the dirt sheets,
killed a man.
Right. Or as reported by
Put
some news.
Put my foot against his head. Hit the ropes and now he's dead. Haboo!
You're terrible.
Thank you very much.
Taking the bell away.
I woke up
Saturday.
Take
his mic away.
Saturday morning to
take
see
his
the
child
news.
Away.
And unfortunately, people that were friends with that run wrestling websites were like 619 kills, man.
Really?
And I had just watched it, and you could clearly see.
Talking to your mic, I could barely hear you.
You can clearly see that
there
he misses.
Go.
It's obvious that it was just a freak accident.
No, what happened? This is what happened to him. I watched it, you know, slow motion, zoomed in on everything.
Wait, we need a slow motion analysis music.
He got hurt when he went out of the ring. It looked like his head hit the apron. He gets back. He feeds back into the ring. He's a little dazed. You can tell he's a little dazed. He takes the dropkick to the shoulder. He lands on the ropes with his arms over the ropes, so his neck didn't hit it. Just something happened when he hit his head that caused him to have a stroke, and he died.
Do you think it was something where, like, you know, from all accounts, when Owen took that drop from the Kemper Arena, they said that he tried to actually get back up and stand up on his feet, and his head was just kind of flopped. Do you think it was just innate reaction just to get
your
up?
Your body
and get back
is probably
in?
Pumping full of adrenaline.
Yeah.
So you don't realize what happened to you until you actually come back down, which is probably, he probably came back down when he was slouched on the ropes. And
as soon as he got kicked and hit the ropes, he was out.
Yeah.
The initial injury happened when he was tossed
out of the ring. That's what I think too.
And it looked like he hit his head or whipped his head or something weird. But the dude, maybe he had an underlying medical condition too. But
and it's just weird because in that moment you knew that they were trying to set up for the 619, and then he just climbed back in to kind of get back into that position.
And I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't think it was the greatest idea for Conan to go over there and just start shaking him.
Oh, the whole situation was handled horribly. As soon as they saw the dude was unconscious, you stop the match and you tend to him.
Right.
You know, yeah, I don't care.
I mean, they probably, to their credit, they didn't realize it was as serious as it
there
was. They
blood
thought he just
coming out of his eyes
and yeah, ears.
Oh, I didn't see that though.
I mean, the dude, if someone's unconscious in the ring, you do not continue wrestling. You stop. I don't care. You stop. And Conan, who's been around the business for so long, comes and gives him the friggin' head shake. Like, what is that?
It's weird because you see that Manic, like, even leans over to him. He's like, dude, are you okay? Because he knew he wasn't moving.
And he's like, ay, ay, ay.
And then Ray completely whiffed him on the 619, and he stops and puts his arms up. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
At that point there,
you stop.
Exactly.
You stop. And Conan, how do you not know if someone's unconscious, they might have a head injury, you don't move them.
ASA, you okay?
Shake
you
them.
Do the exact opposite. You stabilize the fucking spine and the neck. Sorry for the cursing again, but
perhaps
you stabilize it. But at the time, they probably didn't realize the severity of what it was.
As soon as the guy's unconscious, you realize the severity of what
agreed.
It is.
Agreed.
Perhaps in a past life, Conan was a British nanny.
Oh,
that's it. Shake him awake.
That's it. Olale. Olale.
Terrible.
And there were a lot of other things. First of all, the doctor was apparently attending to someone else who had a neck injury earlier in the
evening. Didn't they carry him out on like a table?
Because
they didn't have enough.
Whoever got hurt earlier probably got gurneyed out. I don't know what the situation was. But
there was arguments between the medical staff as how to handle this.
Well, they're handling it quite well, actually. There was rumors that they were investigating Rey Mysterio, possibly charging
retarded.
Him with manslaughter.
No, that was stupid. That was nothing. There was nothing to that.
You're a dope.
And not as dopey as the website saying Rey Mysterio kills someone with a 619.
Awful.
You should.
Yeah, awful. Just as dopey for feeding into that.
Yeah, but it's all about, you wake up on a Saturday morning and you see that, you're automatically going to click on it just to see what happened.
Yeah, of course.
It's all about clicks.
You
stupid.
Know what?
There's a lot of people out here that have a Twitter and their media, and we're lumped in with them just because we do a podcast, and it makes everybody look bad when you're just using a headline like that to get clicks. Someone did it when we sent out a press release for Rob Van Dam. They took a quote of his completely out of context, reworded the whole thing, and then put that as the headline.
Which one was that?
The first time we interviewed him, it was something about him possibly going back to WWE, where we had asked him if
you
that
sure wasn't Buff Bagwell.
It wasn't. We had asked RVD if that was an option, and he said maybe in the future, you never know. And someone took that and said Rob Van Dam's headed back to WWE.
Oh wow,
that's why dirt sheets are the worst.
For the most part, they are. It's terrible. Everyone just wants the clicks. At least look, get your facts straight before you put something out.
I don't think
you look
they care.
Like an idiot.
They don't care about the facts.
The other thing, the other thing I don't care about, and a lot of people got up in arms in it, but I don't mind it, is that people were posting the video. I mean, I think that's something that people would want to see. You know,
I mean, I posted it on our website because we're wrestling based.
That's fine for people like us.
But then you're using the headline, oh, and my friends think wrestling is fake. A man lost his life.
Yeah.
Regardless of if he's a wrestler, if he's a construction worker, somebody died. It's not about if it's real or it's fake.
Yeah.
Bunch of retards.
I wholeheartedly agree with that statement.
Well, the whole thing was handled terribly in the arena.
Yeah, pretty bad.
They had a terrible week, AAA, though.
Terribly.
One of their, front office people died in a bus accident.
They had to cancel shows because they were, under monsoons. Like, yeah. It was not gorillas. I mean, rainstorms.
I'm surprised that Chris
Payne.
That
wasn't AAA, though.
And who was it? Damian Gibbs?
No, it wasn't.
Went to Mexico and wrestled. Talk amongst yourselves up there while we're doing a podcast.
I have a conversation.
That's
asked Chris Payne about the medical staff's handling of it. He said they crossed the line.
They were disrespectful.
Sorry. Well, that's enough about Rey Mysterio and Perro Aguayo, I guess.
But you could say, I can't believe they went over there, but, Misawa died in the ring in New Japan, and what's the Japanese...
Iron Mike DiBiase died, too.
The Japanese Road Warrior, what's his nuts, Sasaki?
Kensuke Sasaki.
He died
He killed a young boy at training.
Well, so did Kali.
So it's just a freak.
Yeah, but he's not a wrestler, so it doesn't count.
It's just a it's a freak accident. That's all it is. It could happen.
Yeah. It was handled so poorly. It's just watching it, you could play Three Stooges music.
Well, that's probably the furthest thing from your mind.
Yeah.
There's only four wrestlers that have died in the ring.
No, there's been a lot more than that.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You look at the history of wrestling, quite a few.
On a stage as big as AAA. I mean,
does it matter how big the stage is, though?
No, it doesn't matter, but it's not. When you go to a PWS show, the first thing you're thinking is, how are we going to react if someone dies tonight?
Well, we did have a few incidents in PWS. Starman got stretchered out. Concussed. Neck injury. CPA, the same thing. Just running the ropes.
Really close to super.
But, I get your point, though. For the number of matches there are around the country on any given day, I guess it's as dangerous as flying in an airplane. It's just done so much that eventually it's going to happen. It's just so few and far between. And unfortunately, when it happens, it makes national news.
And until you're in that situation, I don't know what I would do. Would I freeze up? Would I freak out? I can't even fathom
rough.
It. It's scary.
You stop the match.
Stop
it. And you don't touch. Instinctively, you look and go, oh, this dude's unconscious. We're stopping. We're getting doctors, and we're not going to touch them. I mean, that's what a smart person would do, right? I bet you all four, I'd even say Tony's son, he would know. The five of us down here, it's obvious.
He would run and get help.
Yeah.
And that would be the smartest thing to do.
And you wouldn't shake him.
The six-year-old would know what to do.
Right. And you have a guy who's been in the business for so long in Conan shaking his head. You saw the guy slumps, then he falls all out of the ropes and hits his head on the apron.
In fairness, though, how many times do you think Conan's had to deal with something like this in his career?
A lot.
You think?
I mean, injuries?
Yeah.
But injuries to that.
But you know better.
Yeah, but do you
know?
Until you see the blood coming out of his eyes, do you think he just got knocked out? You don't know. He's not a doctor.
But you don't
shake him.
He
looks like he ate a doctor.
You don't shake him, though. You don't shake someone that might have a potential head injury.
Just horrible all around.
Dumb. Yeah, it really was.
Real dumb.
The problem with it is there was no instance where you could point, until you go back and watch it, you don't know where
it's rough. We're never going to know exactly what happened.
He hit his head on the apron. God, Jerry Lawler's lucky he didn't have a heart attack in Mexico. He'd be dead.
Oh, good Lord,
He'd be dead.
You think Cole started shaking him, going, King, snap out of it?
No.
Exactly. Michael Cole is smarter than Mexico.
Okay, but a situation like that, the show went on. There's all these old school guys with that old school mentality.
Oh,
Conan falls under that.
Show going on is one thing. You don't wrestle around someone that's dead, though, in
right,
the ring.
But he had a heart attack during a commercial, and they just wheeled him out of there.
He had the heart attack during the show. He started snoring into the microphone. He was like...
Oh, he wasn't doing commentary?
He was doing
feel like it's the same thing.
No, that's when we start snoring.
I seem to remember there was a tag match where I think it was the Smoking Guns were in the ring against... it was 1-2-3 Kid and somebody else. And I think the Kid actually started like stroking out, like going into a seizure. I don't know if you remember this. This was on Monday Night Raw back in the day. And,
really?
Yeah, and like all of a sudden he started shaking, and the ring announcer was announcing the winners. And Vince is like, no, don't do that. He's like, just go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Was it a work?
I don't think so. It was just so weird and abrupt, and it made no sense, and there was no further mention of it.
I've never... No.
The only match I remember between the Smoking Guns and them was the tag team title when the Smoking Guns beat him and Bob Holly.
No, but it definitely wasn't that one. It may have been earlier on when the Kid was still like the Lightning Kid or something like that.
Nah, I can't find anything on YouTube with it.
Oh, whatever. Maybe I made it up. I don't know.
It was one of your nightmares.
So, can we come back to the United States from Mexico?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, do we want to go Raw because it leads into the other big story, or do we want to just go into the other big story?
Brock coming back?
Yeah, exactly.
It all ties together, right?
I know it ties together, but I think more for story purposes and the ending of Raw, we may want to lead off with Raw and then go into...
Do you care to have a tug of war over the dry erase board to see where we go?
No, because I don't want the dry erase board.
In what direction? The worst. The absolute worst.
So we're going to start with the ending.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes,
right,
you
into
have
it.
To.
Isn't that
it
all was... that happened on Raw anyway?
No, Raw was pretty good, actually, up until that.
It was so bad. I get it.
How bad was it?
I laughed.
I was enjoying everything up like, I get it. Paul Heyman, his job is to be a mouthpiece and build. But you go and you build Brock Lesnar up to a man who's going to go in your house, change your kid's last name. And when Roman Reigns takes the belt from him, Brock Lesnar's like, huh.
Hey, what?
What?
I thought that was my belt.
That's my belt.
Instead of just pummeling him.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
They were like, it was like Lego my Ego.
That belt won't even fit you. Why do you need it?
It's mine.
So this is going to be 3-1 now.
100%. Look, up until that point, I was like, this is cool. Like, I'm kind of looking forward to this because they built it up as a fight, not a wrestling match.
Okay.
And then that week, if they
do that just in case the match is going to be terrible. It's
what?
A fight.
And I don't have a problem with that. My problem is the weak-ass tug-of-war that made no sense after Heyman just did like a 7-minute Brock Lesnar's a beast. He's going to eat your dead body. He's going to throw your kids in a river.
And it's not like they were fighting over it so much that they had to be pulled apart or that someone caught a shot in the eye. You know, like it was just kind of like, it's mine. There's so many other ways they could have done it without having them fight.
Fight, which was Tony's, I think, big problem or proponent of it.
There's quite a few reasons. One, which is the big reason we all found out yesterday, Kevin got an emergent text and we turned on SportsCenter. Brock Lesnar quit MMA and he signed another deal with WWE. Now, at the point where the Monday night thing had already happened, we didn't know what Brock was going to do. It was up in the air, and you know we know that for months. He even talked about it, that he was contemplating going back, and he had been training for 2 months for an MMA return. So you have the question of Brock Lesnar going into Monday night, whether or not he's going to come back. And you guys know when there's a brawl to end before, you know, and they go home for a pay-per-view, whoever stands tall is probably not going to be the person that's going to win.
Yeah.
So they had a true question what was going to happen on Sunday.
It looked terrible. There's other ways they could have booked that without a brawl.
Take away everything else that happened on Raw. How did we wind up with John Cena and Rusev? Rusev laid Cena out.
I understand your point. I'm saying that they could have done it much better without a brawl.
You got to look at it in a vacuum. What they did was absolutely terrible. The presentation in and of itself,
the only
thing was absolutely horrid.
The only thing I could say was terrible is that Brock had a smirk, and I don't know if he was trying to be like, oh, yeah, is this what is going to come down to?
I'm glad you said that word, because me and Matt were talking on the way here, and it's almost like...
Or did he actually break character?
They John Cena'd Brock Lesnar. where John Cena, remember how John Cena was booked? Oh, someone does something dastardly to him, he just laughs in their face, like, oh, I don't get, like,
you shouldn't be threatened.
But Brock is a badass. And if he does something like that, he's like, you know,
that's fair.
He's laughing and going, you're joking, right?
That's
Are you joking?
All right, that's fair.
I think he was just laughing because the whole segment was ridiculous.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, Brock's not a good promo, but I kind of give him the benefit with his acting.
See, I don't buy that whole... Him and Roman Reigns, when they're not given a scripted bunch of crap, when they're, like, just themselves, and they did that, like that snowstorm, that Monday Night Raw after he won the Royal Rumble, where they just sat down and they were, like, real.
That was good.
I get it. I dig it.
Like, now, would you have been against, perhaps... Roman Reigns probably
like killed a squirrel.
Well, some people can't help themselves with microphone control.
Would you have been against Heyman getting laid out in that situation?
Yeah, that does nothing.
Yeah, okay. You know what? And I was kind of lost too, and I understand why Brock gave him a funny look with the whole like move into your house and take over your wife. I was like, really?
I liked it.
No, it was cool when he was like, if I haven't sold you yet on the decimation that's going to happen on Sunday, there's nothing I can do that's going to change your mind at this point.
Now let's fight over a toy like infants to close out Raw.
You guys, I don't know, man. I don't care if I'm in the minority on this one. I didn't mind it at all. See, was it the greatest thing? No, of course not.
No, it was the worst
thing. But in this situation...
I can't believe you're still...
And because
sticking
to
your guns on this.
Why would they give up the two of them having contact after all this time?
No, but
we're not.
Jesus, pay attention, son.
There's ways to get around it. For what that was terrible.
Again, all right. How would it have been if Brock just walked away? Or how would it have been
if
they just stood there nose to nose?
How about
what would be the difference?
They start screaming into each other's faces
because
until
it doesn't make sense.
A bunch of people come out and pull them apart.
Brock is not a screamer. Brock, okay. When have you seen Brock to scream?
Hold on. You ever hear him?
In the middle of a match, a primal scream, sure, but he never screams like when Heyman's out there with him.
You have a child.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
You have nieces and nephews.
I don't know why I just screamed like that.
Why?
Sure, there's been a tiff where they fought over something, and it looked 100 times better than that.
Yes. Yes. Without punching each other in the face.
What made sense was after Heyman's long promo was if Brock Lesnar just pummeled him, just attacked him, and had the refs break it up. You can't say this is the guy who's going to walk into your house. He's going to take the food off your table.
Have
he's
no
sleep
one
with your wife.
Get the upper hand,
right,
Brock? You know? If you've been listening to Paul Heyman all this time, Brock has that confidence where he doesn't need to pummel someone until it's time to get them in the ring.
But then they can play off. Roman Reigns got into Brock Lesnar's head. He's playing mind games.
Well,
he
maybe
got
that's
his
why
head.
Maybe Lesnar was like, okay, you want to talk a big game, and he didn't want to swing at him.
He took the belt right out of his hands.
Yeah, because he's showing, you know what, I'm not afraid of you.
And that was okay.
Which if Brock goes, oh yeah, okay, you're not afraid of me, all right.
Yes, but then they play tiddlywinks with each other.
You guys are making way too much out of that.
Dude, it was us and everyone else in the world that put memes
Listen,
whatever they're up.
People supported the Hitler regime and killing the Jews,
what
and they silently
about?
Ascended to it. That doesn't make it right.
What?
Easy there, Lanny. What are you? You're going
no
off
sense.
On a weird tangent. I don't understand what the Jews.
Just the visual that 99% of the audience saw was two infants fighting over a toy, and instantaneously after that segment. Hundreds upon hundreds of pictures of Brock and Roman Reigns fighting over Legos, a teddy bear, a box of candy, all popped up. That's what a majority of the audience saw was two kids fighting over a little toy. That's what it looked like. It looked terrible.
Simultaneous. It's not like one person saw one. These all popped up at the
exact
same time.
That is how it was presented. Plus, the audience was quiet. After the cameras were recording, it seemed like what I read that the audience just was flat. They were confused. They were angry with how it went, and that most people left even before SmackDown started.
Yeah,
it was just kind of like what the hell was that?
SmackDown back to back.
A Mania
same
week
night?
They do
oh,
that. Yeah,
it's like two or three matches if that. And
it was
everything
the
else
worst
is...
Mania build for a main event ever.
I don't know about the worst. It's up there though.
No, I think it's the worst.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of
a
Go Home Raw that was worse than
That left you with such a bad taste in your mouth.
Is it a possibility that you block out the last couple of years?
Probably. Oh, God. You think back to two or three years ago, the build for Rock Cena 1, those Raws were outstanding.
A once in a lifetime?
Yeah,
no, they
the first
weren't.
Once in a
No, they
Where
weren't.
Were you?
The Where
first
was I?
One?
Stop.
The first
stop.
One. Yes, they were.
John Cena was cutting promos, and The Rock had to be stifled to make John Cena think he got one over on him. You don't remember, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, John?
I said
oh,
the
yeah?
first one.
Whatever, dude.
The first
So you blocked
the
out the
one.
All right, so you blocked out the second one.
Yeah, because I'm not talking about the second one. It wasn't good. I'm talking about the first one was good.
Yeah, but Matt was asking you about other ones that were the shite.
I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying just those.
I can't remember.
Like,
a Raw ending that badly before Mania.
The problem is, like, I can't sit through 3 hours. I can't even sit through it on the DVR because it's still down to 2 hours, and you're just chomping at the bit to fast forward through the nonsense.
90%.
That's why I don't even watch a lot of
90% of the nonsense.
I maybe like 2 weeks ago, I might have caught like the last hour and a half of Raw when I came home from the gym. And
I'm
it was
sorry.
On just it was on just because there was a Divas match and Rhiannon and me have been watching Total Divas.
Yeah.
And she knew who they were.
Fag.
But that's the same night where she saw Kane and Big Show and she was like, why are they still on TV?
Yeah, why?
Why don't they bring up their she's like, they have spots that should be for younger talent. And I'm like, how do you see this and you're not even a wrestling fan? She's
right.
like, it's obvious.
It's so obvious. It's bad. It's really, really bad. What's also a shame is poor Daniel Bryan, just no faith in him, toss you back into mid-card madness, lose all the time, no faith.
You see, you take that as a bad thing.
Terrible thing.
I think if you've got John Cena vying for the U.S. title, Daniel Bryan could be in a much worse spot than winning the Intercontinental belt on Sunday.
Yeah, but tomorrow, John Cena will be in the main event again.
If you've got Brock Lesnar sticking around and he's going to do this periodic appearance thing with the World Championship, you need two guys to elevate the belts that they've forgotten
why
about
do you,
for the last
Why do you
decade.
Think it's going to be Daniel Lesnar? Bryan winning yeah. that title? It's not. I bet you anything, it's either R-Truth or Wade Barrett.
I highly doubt it's going to be R-Truth.
Yeah. I'd say Wade Barrett or Daniel.
Wade Barrett lost the strap?
No, Wade Barrett will retain is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But if anyone has been spotlighted or showcased more in this stupid thing, it is R-Truth.
Yeah. It's
I don't think
him.
I still don't think he'll win it.
Him or Wade. It's
I
not going to Daniel Bryan. Vince does not like Daniel Bryan.
But I mean,
what about Ziggler?
No,
Ziggler
that's another one that
Bryan.
They hate.
It's going to be I think it's going to be Barrett or Bryan.
I don't understand.
No, Bryan no way.
But like, I mean, it's the Intercontinental title, so what is Vince really losing by having him in there?
I don't understand the whole Vince. I don't think Vince should really put himself in a position where he's like, I don't like him and I don't like him.
That's how
Daniel
he books.
Bryan is a goddamn gold mine.
And he, I know.
A gold mine.
Well, he's thrown away money with WCW. He threw away money with ECW. He's known to
and
book.
The XFL.
And the XFL. He's known to book for his ego and not what's good for business. I mean, like, you think about it. This guy's pockets, they're not hurting. So he doesn't care. It's his little thing. It's all about ego. It's all about power. Think about the money he could have made with CM Punk. CM Punk was outselling John Cena. Outselling him. It's all about ego. Oh, he doesn't fit my mold. Ah, back burner. Less merch out for Punk. Let's put more out for Cena just so Cena sells more. He's throwing away money. He threw away so much money with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan appeals to the same people Cena appeals to and more.
Of course.
Definitely more.
Children, women, just because they think he's cuddly like a teddy bear.
Everywhere. I watched
everywhere. He
Mets,
crossed over. Mainstream.
I watched the Mets spring training game, and when the game was over and the Mets was won,
the Mets was won.
I remember when the Mets was won.
The Mets,
1986.
And the Mets had won. They played Daniel Bryan's theme music. And you heard people chanting,
yes.
Pittsburgh Pirates, someone that goes to those games that sits in left field, started the Yes movement. They have a Twitter. They have like 10,000 followers.
San Francisco Giants, Seattle
they,
Seahawks,
and they all
basketball
do it.
Games.
They all do it at the games. They go there.
College
and good
games.
Happen. And you see everybody, yes, yes,
now,
yes.
Now, imagine if they put the machine behind him. They could have had another Austin. What do you got there, buddy? No, you got any beer?
What's Yago? Go. The sangria.
Let's have some Yago.
He did have sangria until he just dropped it.
Yago.
The money they could have made. They could have had another Austin-type movement. Completely different, but another one. Daniel Bryan will never see a main event again like he did, ever. And he's not going to hold the Intercontinental title. He's not. They're not going to do that.
So?
You're right.
I think it'd be wise for them to let...
It would be wise.
Daniel Bryan and Ziggler chase each
this
other
This is just
around.
Us.
Exactly. That's what it should be, right? But we're going to see...
This is just us giving WWE too much credit and Eddie bringing us back down to
R-Truth is going
to
have the belt, and he's going to feud with Wade Barrett, and they're going to go pass it back and forth on pay-per-views. It's going to be terrible. I mean, this lead-up to the IC title match has devalued the belt more than the people losing all the time has devalued the belt. Seriously. The
yeah, chase, I don't like the hot potato
bad.
Thing.
No,
but
it's terrible.
I do like the fact that they at least, except for R-Truth, have some credible people going after the
belt. R-Truth is credible. He's been around a while.
He hasn't been around since the past month.
No, the past like 6 months. He really wasn't doing anything.
Alex Riley's been on TV more than him.
Well, that doesn't count.
They did throw him in the main event spot at one point or another.
R-Truth.
Yeah, and they blamed the failures of the main event on R-Truth and The Miz.
R-Truth was money when they were doing the Little Jimmy stuff. He was getting over, and they cut it out.
Yep.
Right from under his legs.
See, at what point do we stop saying that we have credible guys in the Intercontinental title picture and start saying that they're not credible anymore? Because it's never been... They've never done anything with them once the credible guys are in the picture.
They're all booked so terribly that I don't care about any of them.
Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Wade Barrett is a top... It should be a top talent. And Ziggler should be a top talent.
Bryan should
be a top talent.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that everyone can be. We've been through this a million times. There's got to be different positions for all these guys. But at what point can we just stop freaking saying, oh, well, they're putting credible guys in Intercontinental title picture. That makes the belt look better. No, it makes the guys look worse.
Yes. Yes.
So stop saying it makes the belt look better. It doesn't. Unless, and this is my theory, unless you have possibly Daniel Bryan win it. But I think Wade Barrett should win it too, because then he goes through everything, goes through all the adversity, survives this hot potato game, and comes out with the belt. Then, yeah, maybe that will do it. Maybe Daniel Bryan winning will do it. But it's to the point where, like, stop. Stop with the Intercontinental title is better now because certain guys are in it. It's not.
This is what it should lead to. An amazing IC title feud between Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler that could elevate the belt and them. However, it's going to lead to Daniel Bryan feuding with Sheamus.
Oh, I forgot about Sheamus.
Over nothing. Just crap.
Oh, that son of a
and
bitch.
And it's going to be Wade Barrett either retaining and losing every week and being a jobber, or R-Truth having it for like a couple of months.
That will disappoint me the most. Not whoever wins it, but to just have the belt shifted back to where it was, where everybody just loses that has it.
I think that's how Vince books a lot, though.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. 30 years ago, he would never dream of booking a belt like this.
Well, there was a time not too long ago where the IC title was flip-flopping back and forth between, I think, Ziggler and The Miz. And like somebody else, which it was cool. It's like, it's one thing if you win the belt, because in a title match, any given person's supposed to be able to beat somebody. So I have no problem if the belt gets flipped back and forth in a match. But the way that it's a stupid stealing it nonsense was terrible.
Well, add the fact that Wade Barrett lost clean every match he was in. Yeah. All these non-title matches that you're in, and you lose them. That's supposed to elevate a belt that everyone wants. If I was there, I'd be like, oh, I don't want that belt.
I'm going to beat every Thursday on SmackDown.
Wait, why'd we do that?
People want to call in and talk about the IC title with you guys. They're very interested in this.
Shining Wizards.
What's up, Wizards?
What's up, Hammer?
Chilling Sting.
Sting.
No, people like the Sting.
Well, who is this?
Sting. Yeah. Yeah, man, there's these little sound clips from the show. I'll just be at work normally, and I'll think, Sting.
This is Justin, right?
Yeah, this is Justin.
Oh, it's
okay.
Justin.
A good caller. Thank
God. What do you got for us, Hammer? I know you wanted to talk IC title, and it's a rarity when all four of us are in studio.
Yes.
Word. Yeah, the four horsemen, right again.
Goddamn woo! Right.
Woo! Yeah, okay, so here's something that's been bothering me for a while about WWE. If you think back to when, well, you know, let's just look at how WCW and the NWA were, you know, the United States title was always like a secondary title, but it always bothered me how, like, Sting would win the world title.
Sting.
But then you would go back and, you know, feud with Rick Rude over the U.S. title, and it seemed like they always would go backwards, whereas in the WWF, that IC title, you know, you've got Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior, Randy Savage, Mr. Perfect. That was always kind of like the build-up title. So a couple things that bother me. For one, it's like, when did the WWE decide to let all of these, you know, past world champions all of a sudden go back to, you know, feuding over basically, let's be honest, a secondary title? And the other thing is, why, at the same token, do they hotshot guys like Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan to the world title scene before they've had a chance to really build up that good, solid IC title run? I'll let you guys talk about it, but it's always bothered me.
That's a fantastic point.
Well, I'll go back in time a bit to
the U.S. title stuff.
No, right? I'll go back in time to the time when WWE got rid of the Intercontinental title. If you guys remember that,
yeah,
there was a period of time where there was no Intercontinental title.
And they did that just because they were finishing clearing out all the old WCW belts. But on top of that, it was the two brands. They wanted one belt for SmackDown and one belt for Raw, and that's why they just morphed and merged and got rid of everything else.
Yeah, yeah. The thing with the IC title, I think once the Attitude Era hit, it lost all its prestige because then it was hotshotted, put on the wrong people, and it's never really regained its footing. And ever since those days, once Vince Russo left, it seems like McMahon and company have just been concentrating on two or three top spot main event world title holders.
And a further point, remember how many times Austin just gave up the belt? Remember he was like, Rock, you could have the damn belt because I'm going after Shawn Michaels?
Right, right.
It was just dumb things like that. Like their characters made that belt meaningless without even having to get into the ring and defend it.
And I'll go back to his point about the U.S. title, about how when you had your world champions go back and win the U.S. title, I think that's a little bit of a different time because Ric Flair was a made dude. Like, Ric Flair was made before, like, anything. So having him go back and hold the U.S. title, I never had an issue with because if you remember, if you were the U.S. champion, pretty sure that you were at the top of the rankings.
Number one contender.
Number one contender for the WCW title. So that always kept you in the mix. If I'm not sure if that's the US or Intercontinental. Pretty
they
sure
always,
it was the US.
It was mostly the US.
Pretty sure it was the US.
Yeah.
That made
both.
You automatically the number one contender.
Yeah.
And it was always viewed as a top belt for the most part of what I remember as like the early WCW days, like the late 80s, 90s, until they pretty much solidified it as a mid-card belt when you had guys like Conan or Eddie Guerrero, One Man Gang. But then you could put Sting back in there.
Sting.
Or Ric Flair back in there. And even to a later extent, even though at this point that was a waste of Bret Hart. Bret Hart had it. But I didn't mind that so much when you had Ric Flair holding the U.S. belt because you had Hogan there.
Well,
when he was doing that. But Savage there.
Ric Flair held the Intercontinental. He held the Intercontinental title, too.
He did, too.
Stupid. Even take a look at the 70s. When Pedro Morales challenged Ivan Koloff, he was the United States champion at that point. After he lost the world title, he went back and won the Intercontinental belt twice. Right?
Here. Yeah.
So, you know, if it's done right, I don't mind guys that have been on the mountain tippy-tippy top or just kind of standing on the crest holding a secondary title.
If... I can break it down for you. And
break
I think
it down.
I think this is the perfect example. And Justin,
suck my tits, dick titty bitch.
Justin, thank you for the phone call, brother. We appreciate the support.
Triggered
keep on listening.
Triggered a good conversation.
If I can get, I guess maybe this brings it to a close. Honky Tonk Man, IC title, one reign, 454 days.
Thank you very much,
Chris Jericho. Nine times total. 318 days.
I am Jericho.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap.
What about Santino Marella?
Fucking, didn't D'Lo Brown give Mark Henry the European title
when he won the IC belt?
Santino's
held
it. Or
Jeff Jarrett did. One of them did.
Somebody did.
Jeff Jarrett did, I think.
Santino had it twice for 162 days.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Santino winning in fucking Milan, Italy still gives me goosebumps. I love the way that fucking played out. I thought that was awesome.
And what did they do with him after that?
Well, they actually made him a chicken, like a really afraid guy, remember? Who was he talking to in the back? Was it Maria that he was hooked up with at the time?
Yes.
And he's like, Maria, this is something I have to do for me. And then he went out, and he fought like a son of a bitch, but he got the shit kicked out of him.
By who?
I think it was Umanga.
Umanga?
Umanga?
Umanga Bunga?
Yes.
Umanga Bunga?
You don't know the joke? That's how fucking William Regal used to say his name.
Umanga.
Yeah.
No, he called him Umanga.
Umanga. Umanga.
It was Umanga. Umanga.
No, it was like Umanga.
Umanga.
Whatever.
Well, what it comes down to is this.
What?
They don't give a shit about the mid-card. They don't give a shit. It's just something they're like, oh my God, we have all these guys.
They care about the divas.
That are over. Well, the divas give them ratings on E and that's sponsorships and shit. What the deal is like the IC title is just whatever. Those guys in the mid-card that are all over that Vince has no plans for, throw them in one match because they have absolutely no direction. Look at Dean Ambrose. He was on fire.
He's still one of the most over guys they have.
Nothing.
He's the
That's sad.
Master.
Nothing.
So with the amount of and I know we've had this conversation like a million times, the amount of TV time they have, they should just be able to run stories that just keep people interested.
Right. They can't do it.
Because you can make... They did it with Nitro at one point. Three
yeah.
hours flew.
Uh-huh.
Three hours flew.
They booked it well. They had the cruiserweights and TV title guys, some squash matches, and then they brought in the main event guys, and it was just... I enjoyed 3 hours of Nitro.
Yeah, Nitro was cruiserweights, something with Jericho...
yeah, like the
Mid-Card something with
guys,
Mongo McMichael.
You throw on the Guerreros, the D Malenkos.
A bunch of Villanos.
Yeah, a bunch of Villanos.
Maybe an NWO promo just for later.
Maybe Macho Man comes out. Yeah, like 10 o'clock is the NWO time.
Yeah, everyone talking now like 3 hours of wrestling on a Monday night. Oh, it's so hard to do. It's never entertaining. What the fuck are you talking about? Nitro did that in 96, 97, and it was fine.
Yeah, well, but the problem was Nitro did it for too long. It got to be fucking redundant, and it was the same fucking schmoz ending to every fucking
Nitro.
Well,
that's just bad booking. With good booking, you can book 3 hours really well. Hell, dedicate the first hour to NXT.
Right.
I don't know.
No, yes. Why not?
No. Because that's supposed to be a developmental system.
Me and Kevin went out this last week hard.
I don't think they should be mingling and mixing at this point.
Well they would all be buried.
They're doing the Battle Royal tonight to see who goes into the Andre the Giant Memorial Cup or whatever.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo. Somebody else for the big show to toss.
Basically, you're right.
They're like, look, it's the tall one from the Ascension.
There he goes.
He's already in it.
Victor,
Victor and Connor.
Well,
I don't know.
Finny?
I don't know which one is which.
Hello, Victor. Yeah. Oh, hello, Connor.
Hello, Terrence. Hello, Philip.
Hello. Remember, we were going to go into the WWE from NXT, and we had all this hoopla. I remember that, Victor. We were going to be big, big stars. What the fuck happened, Connor? I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. But now we just constantly shit the bed and talk about demolition. Hey, remember when we had matches on Monday Night Raw? I don't remember that. Do you? No, because it was so fucking long ago.
Would you like your updated list of Battle Royal participants?
No, let's not get to that yet.
Who's calling?
Nobody. No, nobody.
So I heard a bunkunka.
You heard that? You know,
yeah. Nobody else can hear
that.
Right?
Oh well, I can.
They don't hear the only thing I think they hear is the hang up tone. I don't even know if they hear that.
So
we're professionals.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Why would you want to win that? Look what happened to the guy that won it last year.
Cesaro?
Yeah, he's barely doing anything now. He's the tag team champion.
He's a tag team champion. He's doing something.
Yeah,
when
but
Sheamus
dude,
comes back and wins it, then we'll see what he does with that.
Cesaro has so much more potential than to be just a tag team, a throwaway tag team champion paired with another guy who's amazing. They have nothing planned for.
To their credit, at least they're making the most of it. The shit that they're given, because they're pretty entertaining together.
They lost.
But they're pretty entertaining together is what I'm saying.
Because they care.
Yeah.
But haven't they learned by now that caring and trying gets you nowhere in
WWE? When they first put them together, I was like, these are two of my favorite wrestlers, but I hate this goddamn tag team.
But they care.
Because they're put together for no other reason other than because they have nothing to do.
I'll tell you the first time I remember that happening, the Hollywood Blondes. They had nothing planned for them. No, they had no name. Yep. They had no matching tights, nothing. They made that themselves. They got over on themselves. And what happened? They got buried.
Yep. And
that's
split up.
What
And eventually
happened.
Split,
and
up
split up
for no reason.
Way too early.
And then put back into a feud with each other. For
yeah.
One
I don't
that's
know if it was for
happened.
No reason. I think they were grooming Steve Austin to be the top guy at that point. And that all went to shit when Hogan got signed. I think
Possibly.
That's. I think that's why they split that.
No,
up.
I think
yeah,
they were
why?
Getting over.
Yeah, they.
They weren't.
If you watch
to.
The Pillman and the Austin DVDs, they split them up because they were getting over.
Yeah.
And they put them in some senseless feud, and the whole idea was that they break them up, and then Austin gets his big push, and then that's when Hogan came in. But the main reason they put them together was because they had nothing for him. The main reason they broke them up was because
they got
they
over.
Were too over.
Yeah, and I 6 months from now, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro will not be a tag team.
Or if
I kind of like Tyson and Natty, though. Did you see the little moment they had over the chicken fries from Burger King?
Well, they're married.
Just look, listen back to what you just said.
I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy
whoa,
the
whoa,
little
whoa,
moment
whoa.
They had over the chicken fries?
Burger King has chicken fries back?
Wait,
yeah,
when did that happen?
Apparently that's what
it was
they
on
were
Raw.
Eating.
WTF,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, okay. That's the best news I've heard all day.
What, the chicken fries? Or that they had a little
and
segment?
And Natty was looking
fries.
Delicious in that segment. Never mind the chicken fries. That's just me.
That's like,
no, I like Natty. I'm on the Natty train.
Oh, so am I. Yeah. In 2015, woo-hoo! That's Jeez. Like the positive about what you're doing on the TV show. You're
no,
plugging
it was,
Burger
King. It was a
King.
Funny throwaway,
yeah.
dude.
It was a cheap plug. cheap plug. All right, Andre the Giant Battle Royale. Do you want to talk about this?
Wait, is that what we're doing? Or are we gonna talk Brock Lesnar? Are we done talking about Raw?
We can go all over the place. Don't worry about where we're going.
We'll get to Brock Lesnar.
But why are we talking about Mania? We gotta talk.
It's the Battle Royal, man.
Raw happened. The end.
Andre the Giant, the biggest, the eighth wonder of the world. They gave this beautiful statue to Cesaro last year.
When is Andre going to answer the fucking questions that we have for him?
That is a great question.
I answer questions when I want to and when I'm done drinking my bucket of wine.
Fair enough.
Does Andre want to answer a question?
Yes, please ask.
No.
All right, so let's talk about the Battle Royal while you pull up questions.
I got a question already.
Oh, you got questions. Okay.
Yeah, this is from Mark in Cork, Ireland.
Hello, Mark.
He wants to know, did Andre fist the princess in The Princess Bride?
I tried to walk around with her like she was a Miss Piggy puppet, but I got yelled at by the little guy who used to say, indubitably.
Indubitably. There we go.
I tried to lift the princess up, but my back was shot to sit, so I had to put strings on her, and I had to pretend to carry her. And then they made me go back and wrestle Hulk Hogan, and I couldn't even pick up the fucking princess.
Very interesting.
She's now on House of Cards, and she plays Kevin Spacey's wife, and she looks like a man dyke bitch.
Interesting. Jason P., he wants to know, what was masturbating like with those huge catcher mitt hands of yours? Did you ever try the stranger?
I never had to masturbate because I had a room full of French wenches who would do it for me. It took 18 of their hands to get around my large member.
Baza.
I have so many teeth that when I would kiss them, I would hurt them by mistake, and I think I swallowed four.
Four? That's a lot of teeth.
No, four women.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of women. Our friend Baza from England.
Right.
Dear Andre, my partner wants to blast my backside with your action figure dry. I'm not too sure about this, as I think we should start out with a more streamlined figurine. Edge, possibly, and lubrication to create some flexibility in the anal cavity before going for the big one.
Is this a question?
Yes. I want to please my partner, but I really don't want stitches in my rusty butthole. How should I deal with this situation?
I honestly think that you should not be gay because that's disgusting, and men that have sex with men are gonna go to hell. And if you get caught doing that in France, they chop off your dick and shove it up your own ass. So if you want an answer to that question, why don't you blow a guy on the street and have them chop off your dick and shove it up your own ass? Because that'll hurt a lot more than my LJ action figure.
Yeah, well, there you have it. If you have questions for Andre the Giant, you could email them to us at...
Homosexuality and black people are two things I don't tolerate.
Thank you very much for stopping by, Andre.
Feel free to send those questions to wizardspodcast@gmail.com.
What kind of name is Baza anyway?
Please, did you really call Kamala the N-word?
Please use...
You mean nigger?
Please, Bell. Thank you. Please use in the subject title line questions for Andre. We will answer them, hopefully a lot shorter than 2 months.
Andre is racist.
Andre is a fucking...
Oh, my God.
Pig.
You just missed it. Andre was here.
I was just getting some wine.
Damn. Oh, ironic. Yeah. Andre loves... It sounds like Andre was drinking the wine.
My chair is very warm, though.
Well, he probably took a shit in it for you.
Knowing Andre...
Oh, Andre.
Oh, Andre.
We need that.
That's Andre.
Good thing
that's
no one
my
asked
Andre.
Any questions about snakes.
Snakes?
We finally got to those. Good call.
Wait, that's all the questions we had? I thought we had like 20 of them.
For now.
Oh, damn it. I clicked on the wrong button.
Okay, so the Jobber Battle Royal, which can also be translated into let's include everyone on the roster in WrestleMania because I have to front like I give a shit about them. My name is Vince McMahon.
With no pay-per-view bonuses anymore. So yeah. Put everyone on the pay-per-view now.
Everyone
that there's
on the
no
pay-per-view.
More bonuses.
We'll pay you somehow.
Yes. I hope you have PayPal.
X subscribers divided by Y views equals bonus pay, which you will see soon with your residuals.
Do you want to hear who's in the Battle Royal?
Sure.
Oh, please.
Please, sure.
Do. Oh, I have to.
Okay. You got me. Give me some Battle Royal music.
Oh, you want Battle Royal music?
Yeah, you got like All About That Bass, About That Bass, No Treble, something like that.
Is that the kind of thing you want?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right,
maybe some Taylor Swift.
Ooh, T-Swift is always good, too.
Yeah.
Do I have Taylor Swift on
here? I
don't
know.
Oh,
Eddie's,
yes, I do.
Eddie's working the board,
you guys,
too.
Whoever comes out first.
All right.
Yeah,
we
that's
got,
good.
We got The Miz.
Oh, yeah.
Axelmania.
Ooh.
Ryback.
Imagine if they all came out to this.
They should.
That'd be awesome.
And clapping over their
yes,
heads.
All doing the American males clap.
They should just choreograph an entire dance in the ring when they get in the ring.
Fandango.
Oh, like one God. Of those stupid weddings you see
on
YouTube.
TV?
No. He does like Mania or whatever the other B shows are.
Mania.
Main Event.
Some shit.
Adam Rose. Zack Ryder.
Please tell me the bunny's
whoa, whoa,
in.
Whoa, whoa. You know what's going to happen after this Battle Royal?
They're all going to get fired.
Everyone's released.
Did you listen to our Who Gets Fired?
I was there for that.
Oh, duh.
It was my idea.
Keep going.
It was my idea, you fucked hard.
You weren't there for the get fired list,
were
you?
So was one of you.
Jack Swagger.
I didn't get fired.
Titus O'Neil.
Is this music too loud?
Darren Young. I could just talk louder. The Big Show.
Well.
Kane.
Well.
Eric Rowan.
Whoa.
They actually have him listed as Damian Miz.
I'm leaving that in.
That's an awesome mix.
Miz.
Okay, back to the action.
Mizdow.
Miz.
Where's Len? Sin Cara.
You want Len?
Oh, you want Len?
Gold Dust.
Gold Dust.
Heath Slater.
Poor Gold Dust.
Mark Henry. And your favorite tag team of the past, Connor and Victor.
Hey, Connor, did you hear that we're in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? Hey, Victor, I heard that we're going to be on WrestleMania. Oh, Connor, it's probably going to be on the pre-show. What's the pre-show?
I don't care.
Heath Slater, huh?
Slater Gator.
Ugh.
Yes.
That's all right, rough. So there's that.
God.
It's awful.
It's and fucking bad.
I think one of the NXT guys gets in, and I'm sure someone will get hurt that day. And that's where they insert Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Insert Sheamus.
I don't know if they do.
You don't think they throw Sheamus
there? I feel
there?
Like they're, this is finally where they pull the trigger on the Miz and the Mizdow thing.
No.
No?
They don't give a shit about that
if
either.
If they haven't,
right, nothing's going to come of that.
You could kill that Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for the love of God.
What, you guys don't like it now?
No.
Dude, it's over.
It's distracting me. I want to sing along.
What's going to happen with Miz and Mizdow is one of them will eliminate the other, and then they'll have a confrontation on Raw. But the winner of this Battle Royal is going to be Sheamus.
No.
Yes.
Axelmania. Yeah.
And no, they don't care about that either.
Axelmania.
That accidentally got over. And your last participant for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It's a shame to say.
He comes out by himself.
This day and age. And everyone just going to go like, really? This fucking tall ass ginger bitch is back?
Wow.
All right, Eddie,
really feel.
I want to do a little let's do a little improv.
Okay.
Okay, you're sitting at your home.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching the WrestleMania.
This yes. is going to be awful.
Okay.
Yes.
What the fuck is this? What is this?
Wait a minute, who's coming out?
Are the Fallen Angels in the Battle Royal?
Oh, really? Really? They have all these guys in the Battle Royal that can get over on their own? And they fucking throw this guy out again. He's unfunny. He sucks and he's Triple H's friend. They just keep pushing him and pushing him and pushing him. He's going to fucking win this fucking thing.
Jesus.
I'm going to take a shit. I don't care. They had Adam Rose, who was over for a minute. They had Fandango, who was the biggest thing after WrestleMania a couple years ago. They have an NXT guy in there. And they have fucking Sheamus. Fucking Sheamus. You know what? You know what's going to happen after he wins? He's going to fucking interfere in the ladder match, too, and knock Bryan off the ladder. Start a fucking meaningless feud. That's what's going to happen.
You're dead. You're
fucking hate
dead.
Sheamus.
Fuck it.
I'm going to take a shit.
There you go. You just got an. That was like a in Shining Wizards Eddie's living room.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to
that's
happen.
That's
what's
going to go down.
And it's probably going to actually happen in Phil's living room. Because I'll be there.
Whose lap are you going to sit on?
I'll get there early.
Is he gonna have tiny little hot dogs?
I hope so.
Like his fingers.
I don't want to eat his fingers.
What are you a fan?
Finger food.
Oh fuck, I'm like corpsing over here. What did you guys think of the Hogan Axelmania Snoop Dogg showdown on Raw?
Fucking TMZ bullshit. That's
I loved it. I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg with his fucking stick arms can throw a guy out of the ring. No problem.
It was fun.
No problem. No,
Kevin Federline beat John Cena. Do you not forget how bad it can be? I don't mind Snoop Dogg.
Wait, did he really?
Yes. You don't remember that?
No. You forgot. I stopped watching for like 8 years.
I like
Kevin Federline, when he was doing the Popo Zhao shit, came in and had a match with John Cena, and he pinned him.
What's a Popo Zhao?
Oh, you want to look that up? No.
No.
Popo Zhao.
It's just bad.
Anything else noteworthy happened on Raw?
They should have saved the Hogan Axel confrontation
for Mania. That's what I said.
Why blow your load on the fucking Raw?
That was a perfect WrestleMania fun moment that you could have
Absolutely.
Had on the pay per view.
Say Axel Mania, he wins the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. He starts posing. Hogan's music comes out. He throws him out of the Battle Royal. He takes the trophy. Hogan holding the Andre the Giant trophy. Cool visual. Great moment. Hogan gets a little ring time.
It's so gay, dude.
Oh, is it?
Is it going to be worse than anything else that they put out there?
I'd rather see
Sheamus win than see that go down.
Are you serious?
That's tailor-made for Mania, though.
Hogan holding up the Battle Royal trophy?
Yes.
Hogan can't hold up his diapers. What is he going to do?
Make it a gimmick trophy. Make it out of paper mache.
When you think Andre the Giant, the first thing you think of is Mania 3 against Hogan.
You get a reaction.
I think of Kamala threatening to kill him for calling him the N-word.
No, you don't.
No, you're right.
See, if they cared, they would have Hogan put over Axel, but they don't care about Axel, so they would just put over Hogan anyway.
Actually, I think of Andre banging some rat with Pat Patterson in the bed next to him the whole time.
Could you imagine what that was like?
Oh, the smells?
Like, if you were, like, just a, like a...
Oh!
Like,
oh!
There's no... Phil Ray texts me, fuck you, dicko. I brought more furniture and a bigger TV. Eat a bag of fried baby dicks, y'all.
Baby dicks? Jesus.
Thanks for listening, Phil.
Love you, miss you, buddy.
Love you.
Phil, turnbuckle throwbacks.
Okay, so you're a girl. It's the 80s. You're going to the bar. You want a wrestler.
Fuck. Yeah!
There's Hogan. There's Duggan. There's...
What country are they in? Because European chicks are kind of weird.
You're in the States.
Okay.
Look, anyone that's a ring rat is weird, too, okay?
Okay, true.
You want to get pounded out
Andre the Giant in Japan, knocking toilets off the wall and
shitting between the mattresses and the bed, because A, he's classy, and B, he's classy.
You're a ring rat. You'll go blow Iron Mike Sharp in the bathroom while Rick McGraw sticks a finger in your asshole.
No, so, I would fuck Tony Gurria. He's got a hell of a head of hair on him.
And gonorrhea, Gurria.
So you're at a bar, right?
Yeah.
You're a ring rat. You just can't. There's no luck. And then
am I drunk?
Andre just he just comes up to you and
Andre cornholes you.
He corners you.
Yeah. He's like, you're coming home with me.
Like, you're not gonna say no.
No,
Andre's a sweet talker, dude. He speaks French.
Yeah, he goes, I hope he's not packing
a Seth Rollins.
Who would be worse on the list than Andre the Giant? Like, is Andre the bottom? Not literally.
No, Andre's a story, and if you're on top, that's probably like a fun ride for a hooker.
Yeah, but if he decides to roll you over, you're in trouble.
Well, he's slow, and he can't roll over, so, you know, I mean,
probably
you
get out
of there
unscathed.
Yeah, the worst bottom-of-the-barrel wrestler today, not in the past. Let's talk about today. Actually, no, let's talk about of all the times.
Of all the times.
For a rat.
I would put Haystacks Calhoun over Andre as the worst.
What about the Warrior?
No, dude, the Warrior was ripped, dude.
Yeah, but what if he had that intensity, like when he ran to the ring and he put you through the wall?
You know what's funny?
Some chicks like that.
You know what's funny? I was going to say One Warrior Nation. I swear to God, I was going to say One Warrior Nation.
Oh, I'm trying to think who would be the worst.
Who would be the absolute worst?
The worst
for
a
rat.
What about like Bastion
Hey
Booger?
Rats.
Yeah,
call in.
Bastion Booger would be a tough
one. He was kind of gross.
Yeah, that'd be like you're out with your hot friends and there's Kathy. And they'd be like, okay, Kathy, you get him. I get Michael P.S. Hayes.
What?
What about
like Michael P.S. Hayes is a trophy?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well,
he was
to Rosa.
Well, yeah, back then, yeah.
Hey, Rosa, have a drink. I know you're recovering, but I'll take good care of you. Have a drink, Rosa.
God.
Have another drink, Rosa.
Hey, barkeep, Rufy Colada.
What about a drunk Sandman?
Freebird special.
Hey, what's up there, Rex?
Whiskey Dick. That dude can't get it up.
He's always pounding buds, though.
That's all he's
He pounded. Can't ride a bike. He's in bad shape. You like that, right? I kind of wish we were going back to Legends.
God. We can still go.
We could go.
Like a wireless mic.
Who was a real gross ass fucking wrestler?
Charlie Animal Steel.
George Steele was kind of, he's hairy, but he was like a normal
dude. He was a smart
guy. What about
Miguel
Perez? Speaking of hair.
Oh.
Are we saying Miguel Perez might be the worst comic?
What about Yokozuna? How are you going to find that down there?
Wasn't he married?
A lot of lifting.
Was he married?
Doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying.
Married.
Someone obviously found it.
Tommy Hilfiger's married.
Yeah, I have no idea what he looks like.
He loves the D, Kevin.
Yeah, loves the D. Don't tell Andre.
Or Darren Young.
D. Why don't they call him D Young?
Oh, God. I bet you that's some gay profile somewhere.
D Young.
Hey, do you like the D Young?
Holla, holla, holla.
Aboo.
Damn, what about, like, what about Big Sally?
Oh, ooh. Big Sal Grazzo? Yeah. Grazio, whatever. I'm looking at the wall right now and who we have on it. Imagine being under Chris Payne.
You like that?
You like that way that feels? Am I disrespecting you enough? How about I disrespect you some more? No, don't put your finger in my ass. That's crossing the line. You're crossing the line right there. That's okay.
See, I would have used cross the line as a penetration joke for her vagina. Hey, look, I'm crossing the line.
Cross the line.
Crossing the line.
Chris Payne.
There's no caution tape on it.
All right, moving on. We covered the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Why?
Boy, did we ever.
Idea.
Because it's there. Pre-show? Is that pre-show?
No, no. The tag team match
tag
is pre-show.
Title match.
Really?
Yeah, what did you expect?
A good-ass tag team title match on WrestleMania? Is that so much to ask?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Actually, you're going to get one when the Divas take collide as the Bellas take on AJ and Paige.
You know what? You actually might.
Yeah, it's really, I caught their match on Raw.
You might.
It really wasn't bad.
You know that whole give Divas a chance thing is actually working and they're getting more time on TV? And that's not a bad thing.
I wish they would just change it to, like, give some Divas a chance.
Yeah, no, like, not all.
Don't give Summer Rae
a
chance.
We meant the NXT girls.
Summer Rae deserves a chance.
She stinks.
Pink. She's hot.
She's terrible.
She's doing the Motley Crue challenge. Give her a chance.
Boo.
Okay, so that happened.
Why boo? Anything else happened on Raw that was noteworthy?
Nope.
No.
Chicken fries. You all poo-pooed that, so I got
no. I was all in. I might go get
some
chicken
guy,
fries.
Some guy, Saul some shit or other, sat and did commentary and fought with JBL.
Oh, Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons.
I have no fucking idea who that is.
He writes for ESPN, Grantland.
Don't give a fuck.
I think he's the owner of Grantland.
The commentary was basically, who is your favorite announcer? Oh, I like Jesse the Body Ventura when I watched wrestling. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, and FYI, for the people running Raw, if you're going to hire somebody to play Rusev's attorney, don't fucking shit on the guy when he's doing his job.
Well,
that's fucking atrocious.
Well, I'll go back even further. If you're going to hire a guy to play Rusev's attorney, at least test out his Russian accent before you put this fucking idiot on television that was clearly trying to be John Malkovich from Rounders, because that's the kind of accent that they were trying to get out of him, or he was trying to get out, but instead it sounded like a little bit like Dr. Evil.
And you see, I can't knock him that much because they gave Mike Dell a job and Mike nailed it.
He nailed it. Yeah, but they auditioned, I guess it was different people.
And he was on all night. It wasn't like he had like a 2-minute segment.
No, he was great. He was one of the few people that actually did well backstage in a segment like that. And I'm proud to say I know him.
Yes.
Proud. But that guy was awful. They were told through the headsets to shit on the segment because it was not supposed to be funny. But he was just so bad.
But you know what? If he was that bad, you just power through it. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
Like, you're trying to build Rusev as this monster who's going to destroy John Cena.
And then they have them bury it.
And you shit on his decision? It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Don't they, like, make these guys, like, rehearse beforehand?
Right. Whatever. He talked a lot like this.
Who knows? It's probably Michael Hayes pissed off about something, so he hired,
Rusev,
like, a real shitty person.
You're trying. Yeah, it's just, what was that? What was that accent? It was, like, a bad mix of Southern.
It was, like, Southern Russian.
Southern Russian and a little bit of gay.
Just a little gay.
A little gay in there.
All right, are we covering Mania?
Wait, what else happened?
Did you see when...
I feel like there's something else.
When the Russian left the ring and rolled under the bottom rope, he
clotheslined himself?
He didn't clear the rope, and the fucking rope smashed him in the head. And he fell.
And yet Perro Aguayo's dead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and that's the one that dies, right? All right, so that
although if he did die, I bet you JBL would have been like, look at this dumb motherfucker!
Oh, God, he's unconscious on the ropes. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Send this guy back to where it came from. It ain't Russia, we know that.
Commentary on WWE is
they
terrible.
They eat a fucking big fat dick.
Oh, it's so bad. Okay, so what else happened on Raw?
Nothing.
I don't
know.
Nothing really.
I don't think anything noteworthy.
No, nothing noteworthy at all.
No, was there.
Okay, moving on to WrestleMania, because that's all that matters this weekend. Besides, Pro Wrestling Syndicate has an event, but we'll talk about that later.
Do you guys want to take a break? You want to take a fiver? No?
No.
You're good really to go?
Right, well, then I'm peeing now.
Can
then.
We? Can
you
I
go
just,
pee?
I think it's just something we need to touch on from Raw. Kevin Nash going into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Here's what I don't understand.
All right, I'll stay here
it's
for
It's a
that.
Weird Hall of Fame class this year.
Kevin Nash is going in. Why did they not put in Scott Hall? Why is it Razor
Google,
Ramon?
You Google Scott Hall. Scott Hall has killed a man. He's been in jail. Razor Ramon never killed a man. Razor Ramon was never in jail.
Booker T went to fucking prison for armed
Hold
robbery.
On, is it Nash or
he
Diesel?
He robbed the Wendy's.
No, it's Nash.
It's Nash? Okay.
He robbed the Wendy's. That's like a joke. I robbed the Wendy's.
He did hard time for that, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, you mean to tell me there's not anyone else in the Hall of Fame that's got a like that's got a criminal record?
I don't think that matters. I don't really know why they're
is
fucking
inducting him. Is Ken Patera in the Hall
way.
Of Fame?
No.
No.
Okay.
So he's going in as Kevin. You know why?
I'm sure James.
Okay.
Killed
I'll
someone.
Say this. I'll say this. When you think of Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, you look at Kevin Nash. More people associate Kevin Nash with Kevin Nash. But when you think of like Scott Hall and Razor Ramon, it's like, oh, Razor Ramon was cool. Razor Ramon.
And Scott Hall, Razor Ramon was only in WWE as Scott Hall for like, what,
a
month?
Scott Hall made his name in WWE as Razor Ramon, whereas Kevin Nash made his name and made the most money as Kevin Nash.
And was back in WWE more times as Kevin Nash than he was as
right.
Diesel in terms of run wise.
No, that's it. That's
like,
your answer right
granted,
there.
Granted, he was 94, 93, 94. He was whatever.
Then,
and then,
why is Rick Bogner not in the Hall of Fame alongside Scott Hall?
Who?
God. The fake Razor.
Fake Razor Ramon?
Yeah, but I think his biggest success was as Diesel.
No.
No
Kevin
way.
Nash,
no way.
Kevin
NWO,
I mean, he was
WCW.
Part of the Outsiders, but by the time he was the champ and he beat Goldberg, it was all bullshit.
Yeah, but he made so much money for WCW. He won the Monday Night Wars, basically, yeah. with Scott Hall. I mean, Kevin Nash.
He was wasn't he the worst drawing champ in WWE history?
Yeah, Kevin Nash was the man in WCW for a few years.
So, well, yeah,
he had
I
the
definitely,
power of the book. That's
definitely
why.
Say that he should be going in as. And I thought Scott Hall should have been going in as Scott Hall, too, but that's
not. That's what
it.
I mean. I just want
but
consistency.
I can get over that one. If Kevin Nash went in as Diesel, I would be like, what the fuck are
you
doing?
You want consistency in the WWE Hall? Like,
what
you,
no, but, what the no fuck those two doing? Characters that are so intertwined in the history of wrestling, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
But he was,
how do you put in Razor Ramon instead of Scott Hall?
For the reason that Eddie.
Scott Hall was an outsider. I think that trumps
Scott
anything
Hall
else.
Scott Hall started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was in WWE as Razor
Ramon.
Yeah,
but Ramon. He was the guy that got the ball rolling.
I get it.
Next week,
but I don't
I bring
see it that way.
Man.
I don't see it that way either.
I see Razor Ramon being Razor Ramon.
Like, yeah, like Razor
like,
Ramon.
Or is
having
it the fact
the
that Scott
best,
Hall
having
made
the two
that
best ladder matches
was.
Like ever, like yeah. against Shawn Michaels.
Absolutely.
Being
a great,
part of a Walter Payton angle.
A
being
great
like,
character.
I just see Razor. I see it differently than Kevin Nash and Scott. Because Scott Hall also
they,
fell off the face of the
Scott
earth.
Did Scott Hall to Walter Payton?
Did you just like, bring up the Walter Payton angle at
yeah, SummerSlam?
Yeah,
94. That was a good thing.
God.
Oh, wow.
Awful.
How come he's not in the Hall of Fame yet?
Because he was a fucking bipolar lunatic.
I just see Scott Hall differently than I see Kevin Nash. Like,
me too.
Razor Ramon should be as Razor Ramon.
Kevin Nash I just think it's inconsistent.
Yeah, but to back up Tony's point, those guys will always be Nash and Hall.
All right.
So
well,
always like it's always like an intertwining thing. Like they're always.
Well, listen,
be,
everyone knows. Like
okay, I know
stupid.
The answer.
He goes in at Scott.
No,
everyone knows it's Scott Hall.
Listen, the answer. This will settle the debate, and we will all agree.
I hope it's not the
answer.
Same thing I'm about to say.
The answer is you want to say at the same time. One, two, three.
WWE. There it is.
There's
I
your
hope
answer.
You guys enjoyed your gay moment. You want some?
I did actually.
You want some international?
You're gonna need a new couch.
With that?
There's your answer. Ugh. And you know what? The funny thing about that is you can't fucking argue that.
All right. Well, here we go. How about this then? Alundra Blaze.
What about her?
She's going in as Alundra Blaze and not Medusa.
And she was Medusa longer.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty too.
Yeah. Weird.
It's the just WWE saying. Hall of Fame.
Maybe because Alundra Blaze didn't throw away the title, Medusa did.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked.
This
but
Hall of
saying,
Fame
it,
class?
It doesn't matter. I don't think it's a moot point,
but
I think.
People
it's,
can
I don't think it's worth discussing.
Well, I mean, it's the same argument, though, with Razor Ramon. Like, you can argue that Alundra Blaze was, like, the biggest portion of her career.
But that meant absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things.
I think she was Medusa
that
longer
WWE
than Alundra.
No, she
was Medusa
95, 96 was
I think you
terrible.
Can make an argument that Razor Ramon or Scott Hall was Scott Hall longer.
But it...
If you really want to break down numbers, I know it's kind of a moot argument.
It's not even necessarily about numbers, and I may have.
But like Alundra,
okay.
Like she was champion three times.
If
in
you
WWE
really want to talk about this,
in a shitty division that included her,
seriously?
Bertha Faye, and Japanese talent that were
Razor,
there once. Every...
Razor Ramon made a bigger impact solo on fans as Razor Ramon than Kevin Nash did as Diesel.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, well, look, we're not arguing. Diesel was a kind of a shitty character.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Great.
It doesn't matter. It's just...
I can tell you this.
All they want is one more click. All they want is one more click pose on the stage. That's all.
Another reason for X-Pac to go to the Hall of Fame.
Year. He's going to next year.
Next year.
I guarantee it.
Next year's my year, brother.
If you're interested...
Next year's my year, brother.
Abby's Hall of Fame ring is on eBay.
20 grand.
Keep telling me this.
No, it was relisted. Nobody wanted it. 20 grand.
20, yeah, I'm going to waste 20 grand right. on that piece of shit.
Fuck
Are you
him.
Fucking kidding me?
It's engraved with his name.
The bigger, yeah.
Guess think, what?
So is a lot of people's blood.
Devin Nicholson in Canada is engraved with Hep C thanks
no,
to
he's
fucking
cured.
That piece of shit.
He's cured.
All right, moving on.
Well,
WrestleMania.
The bigger issue, I think,
Wait.
Was who was inducting
yeah,
Kevin Nash.
Yeah, what about
Nash?
Foley inducting Kevin
nope.
Nash?
That was a rib.
Was it a rib?
Yeah.
Foley ribbed?
Foley was ribbing.
Oh, was
okay.
it ribbed?
It's going to be Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think it was Meltzer actually went to the WWE and he got an official statement saying, no, it was a complete joke.
That's funny.
I think Shawn Michaels' left eye is going to induct Kevin Nash and his right eye will induct Diesel.
How many more years until
Boom.
He's a Cyclops?
You're a detective.
He's
seven.
I go six.
By
six?
The time he's 60, he'll be a Cyclops, however old he is now. Hey, right. Triple H, I'm back.
Will he be Cyclops form if and when
he's going to look like Leela.
Marty Jannetty in the Hall of Fame?
He's going to look like a bald Leela.
Marty Jannetty will not be in the Hall of Fame.
That will never happen.
See, now this is an argument I've had with a few of our other friends.
We
I
have no
side
friends.
With you guys. I don't think Marty Jannetty is.
The Rockers
worthy.
Are not going to go in the Hall of Fame.
But he is
Listen,
a former IC
Unless they
IC want to champion.
Do something where Shawn Michaels gets in twice.
Yeah,
and
former
a
tag
champion.
Here's the thing. The who belongs in the Hall of Fame argument and worthy of Hall of Fame argument, we can never, ever have again because Coco Beware is in the Hall of Fame.
Well, we've done it every single week. I think we've
yeah,
done
but
it like every
is,
week.
It all goes back to that. Well, Marty Jannetty shouldn't be in there. Coco Beware. Like,
you know
that's
what?
The answer to anyone
I'll
that
give
you say
I'll give you
be
two arguments for the Bushwhackers. One, Bobby Eaton loves Coco Beware. And two, the Bushwhackers licked children's heads.
Wait, those are for or against?
Those are for the Bushwhackers.
Hold on, what is Bobby Eaton liking
the
Coco
Bushwhackers
Beware? Anything to do
licking
with...
kids' heads is okay, considering one of them is being accused or was accused of being a kid toucher.
Was that true?
Oh, really?
Like back in the like in the late 90s, I thought they said he was like a petter ass.
I had heard stories that he would chase some of the young guys around the locker room. I didn't
hey,
know
that. Hey. He probably chased Sean Mooney around.
So it's acceptable Who? Because they were
the
younger
only
guys?
Way Marty Jannetty goes in the Hall of Fame is if that they induct the Rockers only to have Shawn
yes.
Michaels in twice, but they'll
yes.
do DX before they do the Rockers.
Are you ready?
Without China.
Yes, they'll put
because
DX in the Hall of Fame, so that'll be Shawn Michaels'
this,
horseman
I don't
moment.
Know what this next is.
You played the next one. Did you play the... I know it's not something they can see, but the
no,
video
the twerking
of her twerking
one? Yeah, we've
fucking,
seen that. I love that video.
Hysterical.
Oh, she's messed.
Phil Ditto and I were having a great laugh over that one.
Ugh. All right, what else
Phil
we got?
Ditto's a creep, too.
Yeah, all right, moving
it's
on.
It's all good. He's my kind of creep.
Before we jump into Mania, I know Kevin watched Impact, and I watched Impact. Two things to note. New X Division champion, Spud took it from Lowkey.
Spud's Buckley?
It wasn't... I didn't like it.
It
I
was
mean,
a
I like...
It was a Money in the Bank cash-in,
I like
basically.
That Spud's the X Division champion because I think he deserves it, but just the setup was awful. It seems like they're breaking apart the Beatdown Clan, and then...
Fuck them.
They have to because Samoa Joe's not going to be there.
Beatdown Clan! Oh, yeah, hey, you want to join a club? Sure!
Yeah.
Meet me outside
and
by the treehouse at
and
3
somebody,
o'clock.
And somebody who holds himself out as a legit badass in Lowkey is a member of the Beatdown Clan.
The Beatdown! What you gonna do when the Beatdown Clan comes after you? What you gonna do when the Beatdown Clan comes after you? We're gonna put you in the face. It's a disgrace. We're gonna put you on the ground and pound with the Beatdown Clan, man. We hate black people.
I'm MVP.
But we are all black.
And look at me.
MVP.
I'm gonna beat up Bobby Lashley.
Don't get it twisted. When I'm up in your face, I'm with my fisted.
You should make an Andre the Giant Beatdown Clan rap.
Are you
I
late?
Beatdown Clan. It's the Eatdown Clan.
Hold on, go ahead, rap it, Andre.
Yo,
why
the Beatdown Clan is here to stay. When the Eatdown Clan is the major way, people think I'm racist, but I just hate the gay. Black people are okay. I drink my wine and then I 69. I take my bitch's ass and I put her on the glass and I turn her backwards inside out because that's what the Andre the Giant is all about, nigga.
Alright.
Alright, let's kill that
voice.
Andre
the Giant freestyling.
Just because it was a rap, that was okay.
That was awesome.
In and out.
That's it.
He picks his spots perfectly when one of us gets up. And then I know you're not, maybe some of you guys aren't huge fans of Impact.
Wooka wooka beat down clean.
I like the show this
Kurt time. Angle and Lashley is what a title match should be.
Well, it's fucking Kurt Angle, dude.
A 48-year-old guy leading a guy that can't work around the ring. Hey,
I don't know about that. I think
he's
Lashley's
a TNA
been looking a lot
Hall
better.
Of Fame member.
Oh, that's right.
Listen, I'm just saying it's unfortunate that TNA doesn't have, like, I guess, quote-unquote pay-per-views anymore. Because that, like, that's just a regular giveaway show on a Friday night Impact where you have your title change.
Who wants to hear China talk about her pneumonia?
Don't worry.
I do.
China has pneumonia?
I kind of want to just listen right, to that for 20 minutes.
Is it walking pneumonia or is it fucking pneumonia?
Wait, is it really 20 minutes?
No, we'll listen to the first, like, 10 seconds.
Okay, let's see. How's she doing?
Okay. China, how you doing tonight?
Hi. Think I got something for you?
She's feeding. You're feeding
like
cats?
These.
Oh, you're feeding cats.
Look at these beautiful.
Oh, they're so.
Farm.
Oh.
The farmers were there.
Oh,
you want to try?
You got, are those strawberries? What
if
are those?
You don't
those?
Eat it. I'm going to eat it. I swear to God.
No,
I
I'll eat it. I'll totally eat it.
Too.
No, I'll eat it.
Know.
We're good.
She doesn't eat it.
I'm sorry. See? What's in the bag, China?
I'm not going to eat it.
What's in the fucking bag?
The cucumber farmer
oh,
and the tomato.
Are you
going to
shove those cucumbers up your ass?
We're there selling this stuff.
That's amazing. I heard you're
their
sick.
Their gold teeth and their missing teeth and everything. I was like...
Missing teeth.
Is there a cat in this video?
What are you talking about,
Sean? Anyway, I'm going to miss that when I come, go back to America.
So what's up?
Today is going to be kind of a downer video. I wanted to talk about... my physical condition, because I know a lot
you're
of my
fucked
friends
up.
Have been
next.
Concerned about it.
Oh, God.
And
upset.
I wanted to explain
don't die, China.
To you what happens when you get pneumonia.
Ooh.
So
she gets a fear boner.
After my senior
she's
year
she's got
of
pneumonia?
High school, I want a scholarship through the United
China
Nations.
China got the hit?
You're the guy that talks over everything.
Oh, dude, I'm tired of hearing this. Are we doing the China show?
Hold
are we doing
on.
The
can
show
we,
the Wizards?
Supposed to stay
is there a
six
way
months,
we can get her?
I've been in contact with her.
Have you?
I'm not going to lie.
He's lying.
No, I'm not. I was. I actually spoke to her before the Russo thing went down. I have the name of her agent. I know that she's in. I knew that she was in Japan, kind of hiding out, and we were in the midst.
How does she hide in Japan? She's
setting
like the tallest person.
Up.
Well, her penis is as big as all the Japanese
yeah.
guys. So,
oh, very immense a penis.
I could probably pull up our messages that we had eventually.
So, Kurt Angle, he's the champ in TNA. I mean, it's...
It is
what
it
is.
Destination America wanted that to happen, I think.
It wasn't a bad match.
I thought
it
was good.
A decent match.
Which is
why all 25,000 people see that match?
Which is why I said it's unfortunate that they don't have a bigger showcase to put a match, like, the first time ever match between Lashley and Kurt Angle. And again, it's TNA, but Lashley has been in TNA for a while. Kurt Angle basically is the face of TNA now. So it would have been nice to see that as a bigger stage type deal.
I'll tell you what now. I predict EC3 is the next champion. And I think...
That'll be a good feud.
I think what if they stay the course with him and what they've been doing with him, I think they stand a fighter's chance.
Real quick, I just want to read the response I got from China on December 10th. This is after talking.
Dead by now.
Hi, Eddie. How are you? Happy holidays. Right now I work with, then she drops the name of Good Guy Entertainment. She gives me his email. He's in California, and I'm in Japan right now and don't have immediate plans to return, but I don't know yet. I'm enjoying life right now. I have heard of you guys, China says. I've heard of you guys, although I don't really keep my foot in the door, except I listen to Vince Russo's podcast. Have a great day, and thanks for your interest. Let's see what happens. This was December 10th, before that Triple H nonsense started. So,
Well, I know yeah. she... Didn't she do Justin Anderson's show?
No.
You
no
should,
way.
Like before
no, she
he.
Was supposed to.
Oh, she was supposed to. He knows her.
They
He's.
Had her up.
I'm having like a stroke down here,
yeah, dude.
Bro. It's fucking. How are you wearing
hot.
A
it's
fucking?
Hot. I'm not gonna start
vest.
Stripping. It's
you got that
hot.
Delicious Lucha Underground T-shirt that I gave you.
Yeah.
Lucha.
I'd rather be hot than move and change clothing. All right,
which,
back to what are we talking about?
I
here?
Looked in the bottom of the bag and they sent us all these stickers too.
That's currency over there.
Lucha Underground.
Yeah,
is,
Lucha
is,
mask stickers are currency over where they do Lucha Underground.
Have you been watching? Do you get the LWA network?
No, I catch it on YouTube sometimes or Daily Motion.
That's
decent
a
shit,
shame.
Man. That's a good
they
show.
They did that the casket match last week.
It. Good
fucking
stuff.
Amazing.
That's a great show. That's a show that they care about, you know?
Absolutely.
They put fucking you know, thought into their characters, into their storylines, into their shots. It's just people with brains running a wrestling company, which is, you know, very rare these days.
Yeah, they got a great thing going. If you listen to our interview with John Morrison a couple weeks ago,
he loves it.
It's all, and who doesn't? Right. You know, Mike Norenganger from the Midnight Jury.
Yeah,
he's more excited about what's going on with Lucha Underground than what's going on with WrestleMania.
Of course.
If you guys are a fan of the Midnight Jury, Mike did reach out to me. Please, they are available now on iTunes. Go. Write them a review. They're giving away free swag.
Give them
love.
It's
a cheap plug in the middle of our show, but they are deserved of it.
Yes.
Okay. Look at that. That made sense.
That did make sense.
I'm impressed.
Deserved and everything.
I feel good about myself. You know what? We were waxing poetically last night with Lanny Poffo, which maybe leads to our next thing.
Oh, are you going
to
spoil it?
Well, we can't tell people. We can't not tell people. Excuse me.
Why? I just put out there that we have a special presentation tomorrow.
Well, there it is. There it is.
There we go. Your special presentation. It's just a picture of Lanny Poffo and 100 frisbees.
Sucking his own dick.
That's awesome.
Never gets old. And it's
poetry.
Spliced.
I am the genius Lanny Poffo. Watch me suck my own cock.
It's spliced with him calling out Greg Valentine.
Greg Valentine. All right, are we done with the other shit?
Yes, please, let's finish Mania. Come on.
Go to Mania.
Finish Mania. We didn't even start Mania.
Okay, well, we did the tag match, which is a throwaway pre-show. Nothing happens. Andre the Giant Battle Royal prediction. Sheamus fucking wins. Big deal.
Do you think it does both? Do you really think it does both?
Yes.
The women, I don't care at all.
I think
AJ and Paige have to win.
Don't care.
I think so, too. I think that whole them on the different pages...
pun intended.
On Monday Night Raw is a setup to make the Bellas.
Can you spell setup?
S-E-T-U-P.
When was the last time you won a spelling bee?
Third grade.
Something like that.
Oh, God.
I think it's a setup. The Bellas kind of, you know, they take them lightly and then...
It's not a title match. The faces will win that one.
Yeah, you're right.
Bray Taker.
Oh, Taker. Taker.
Taker has to win this.
Taker wins.
I'm on Bray.
Really?
Yeah, go against the grain.
Boo.
Taker has no... There's no streak. There's no nothing. It only... helps
Taker
elevate Bray.
He has to get a win.
They don't want to help Bray.
Yeah.
If you think about it, everyone's saying it's an honor.
Cena could have helped Bray more last year than this match.
It's an honor to wrestle Undertaker at WrestleMania. You know what? It wasn't and it isn't always an honor to wrestle Undertaker.
It's not,
because
especially
you
when
you
deserve better.
You could be King Kong Bundy, a throwaway opponent. You could be fucking... Who else wrestled in that?
Snuka, Roberts.
Giant Gonzalez.
Giant
Gonzalez.
Big Boss Man.
Big Show and Albert. Yeah, they're just going back to that.
Oh my God, they took fucking Good Day out of the match and they made it 2-on-1.
What's his name?
Nathan Jones.
He used to
end all his programs with Good Day. You don't remember that? All his promos?
Yeah, so they're going back to that formula, the tired formula of feed Undertaker a guy.
Feed Undertaker a young...
More.
Like, King Kong Bundy, I don't care. Big Boss Man, I don't care. Feed a guy who should... Like, you're feeding a guy that should be part of your future, and you're just feeding
him.
Yeah,
just feed.
Yeah, but the streak is dead, feed. So there's no... It gains nothing if he wins now.
Edge should have won against The Undertaker.
Didn't he turn it down?
No, he lost to him.
No, didn't he turn down losing? One of them...
Was he supposed to win?
I don't think
one
so.
Somebody turned it down. I think it was Edge. I might be mistaken, but I think Edge said no.
Because they were both undefeated going into that. Edge had a nice little streak going
Excuse
himself.
Look who's still wrestling, though.
All right, so let's go into now Seth Rollins, Randy Orton. I say Orton.
Orton's got to win that one, too. Although Orton had jobbed to Kane at WrestleMania before. Mm. Orton is not a lock for a win.
That's another match I really don't give a shit about. I see a lot of... You know, people running in and getting RKO'd.
The only reason why I think Seth is going to lose is because Seth holds... He holds the case. And they treat the case like all the other titles. And the person that holds it loses a lot.
Seth wins by roll-up, cashes in later, loses.
And Orton
costs
him.
We'll get to that.
Seth wins by roll-up. That's the roll-up. That's the first roll-up match.
I say Orton wins that match.
No. Next match, Sting versus Triple H.
Sting wins.
Ugh, who cares?
The way they're building this as it's like a WCW.
No, but Sting
WWE.
Said it wasn't.
But Triple H went back to saying it was.
Because, oh, good. They let Sting speak?
Because Triple H is trying to get people to side with him as a normal heel would. Greatest promos are you no matter how faulty the logic, you try to convince everyone else that what you're doing is
but
right.
But what he's saying is all true.
And I'm sorry. As a lifelong wrestling fan, I think it's cool to see Sting in the ring.
Yeah, it's very
WWF
cool.
ring.
Sting in the ring.
W. Let me. I'm sorry. I'm gonna change gears really fast because it annoyed me. I'm watching the Edge documentary, and there was something where Edge wins something, and he gets like a piece of paper and it says you're now a WWF contracted superstar. They change it to you're now a WWE contracted superstar. But really? In 1996, it was the fucking WWE. So why are you trying to change history?
Did they change it before or after this whole thing was cleared up with World Wildlife Fund?
Before.
What are you talking about?
Okay, because if it was before, I don't think they'd have a choice but to change it. Because the whole thing about the lawsuit is they weren't allowed to say or show WWF. They could say World Wrestling Federation, but they weren't allowed to say or show which is why you get all the fucking blurs on the turnbuckles and all that.
I get it, but don't show the paper then.
You know what it was?
WWF.
Don't change history.
You're insulting your fans.
They just had but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I'm sorry, I know I changed subjects like a 180.
Woo!
Seeing Sting in a WWF ring now does nothing for me. To sit through like him and Triple H, it's just going to be like a... it's like seeing Hogan and Sting at whatever stupid TNA thing.
Sting is actually going to wrestle, though. Sting is actually going to do moves.
Yeah. When was the last time he was in a ring?
Last year.
He lost to EC3.
There you go. He's been wrestling.
Was it any good?
No.
Does it matter?
No.
Is he going to wear a t-shirt? No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. Unless he wears like the long singlet.
He might wear the long singlet. Or
he might
wear
in better shape.
He looks like he's in better shape.
He might be in better shape.
I think he's just doing it to spite all of us.
Is it like one of those random...
They don't think I'm going to wear a
t-shirt. The Undertaker's in shape pictures and it's just a silhouette and you're like, is that the Undertaker? Who's reporting this?
Are you expecting Triple H and Daniel Bryan? Triple H and Brock Lesnar? Or somewhere in the middle?
I'm not expecting anything.
I'm expecting Hogan... Rock one type quality.
I think Sting's going to move a little bit better, though. I think it'll be a little bit above that, but in that ballpark.
A little bit above that.
I don't think the heat's going to be as good, but I think the action will just be a notch or two better.
I think so.
But if I get Hogan Rock, I'd be happy.
Sting can move pretty fast still.
Sting.
In my book, it's just like when they did the WCW invasion and they didn't have any of the big names. And like 8 months later when it was done, they brought in Flair and Goldberg and all these guys. It's like
too little too late.
But there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, but it's a day late and a dollar short with this. Like, I really don't give a shit.
Actually, I'm just curious. That's the only thing I'm curious about with WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know what?
How he's going to look.
It's going to be a one-off. It's a big deal that Sting's going to be in a WWF ring having a match.
Vince is going to be like, I told you I'd get him.
Great, yeah. Sting.
And it opens the door for him going to Hall of Fame next year. That's going to fucking sell tickets.
Abdullah was when was Abdullah in the WWF?
Oh, don't. You can't compare Abdullah.
Was that 2 years ago?
Sting.
There's a lot of guys.
You don't need to open the door. You don't have to put him in a WrestleMania, a high profile match, to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Now he's going to be around. He's going to be doing promo work and appearances and shit.
Oh, maybe he'll do our show. Fucking, I fell for that like an idiot.
Did we ever tell that story?
No, we're saving it for the when we tell our favorite stories.
Hey, that's a great story for the episode that's going to air in 3 weeks.
What episode?
200?
200.
You know, I'm working on something for that.
Oh, jeez.
Are you?
It's a shot in the dark.
Is Phil Rea coming back?
No.
Damn it. Spoiler, Tony, you fuck.
The suspension in my car is weak, bro.
Dude, I'm only saying this because I know he's listening.
Me too.
All right, so
love you, Phil.
Right, so who do we think actually wins that match? I think Sting goes over.
Sting's got to go over.
Triple H.
There you go, Eddie.
Ugh, Eddie, you suck.
I'll go Sting too.
Sting.
All right, the match that we all should care about, but none of us
do. The battle royal.
The battle of the guys that are over and they have nothing to do.
I say the only logical choice is Daniel Bryan. That's my pick.
I'm going with him.
I say the only logical choice is Daniel Bryan. Therefore, they will go with Wade Barrett or R-Truth.
I'm going to go Daniel Bryan.
And Sheamus will cost him the match somehow.
Fella. You really think he's going to win the Battle Royal and interfere in the match?
It's fucking Sheamus.
Fella.
He's back. When he's back, you don't get rid of him for a while. He's everywhere. It's like a big red bee.
It's like a big ginger.
Do you remember how they had 400 John Cenas that 1 year at WrestleMania?
One of them was CM Punk.
No, that was when he was the Tommy Gunn, right?
Oh.
Imagine they had 500 kids lined up that looked like Sheamus. Just
you
all pale
gingers.
That'd be all of them in the world.
Yes. What are you going to the soulless reservation of the world to get all those kids?
They have no souls.
Wonder what my brother's doing that day.
He's going to be at WrestleMania.
Abu.
What else we got?
John Cena
versus Rusev.
Oh, John Cena. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Cena's winning this
easily.
Super Cena.
He's going to rise above.
He might as well just come out with a fucking cape and blue and red tights.
Wave the flag.
Is he going to come out with the flag?
Of course.
Gonna really
he's going to salute.
Imagine he comes out with a flag that says rise above hate.
Well, did you see the thing about how like you mentioned the 500 Cenas or whatever. They sent out like two casting things.
Yeah, they're doing
for,
a big
like,
entrance
for like
Rusev.
500 like Russian soldiers.
See,
or
this is
like
why
that.
I have faith in them elevating the belts. They're making this match a big deal.
Only because Cena's in it.
That's the
belt
only
doesn't
reason.
It doesn't matter. They're trying to make the belt a big deal, but at the end of the day, everyone
you know
knows
what, though,
that it's
to
just
be honest
Cena
with you,
Rusev.
I honestly feel that Rusev is on that level now. You may not agree with me.
Wait until he loses the belt, and then he will not.
Oh,
be
we'll
on
see how we'll see
any
how he
type
recovers. Sure.
Any level. I'm
not then again, still. Daniel Bryan lost the belt in 18 seconds, and that shot him through the roof.
That didn't shoot him through the roof. He got lucky and got through the roof and got himself over by himself. That
no,
shot
he was crazy over the next night after WrestleMania after that loss. That was kind of when things started for him.
That was
we
should.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Was that when the Yes thing started?
Yeah, but people already dug him anyway at that point.
Yeah. All right. Matt, were you saying something?
Yeah.
Cena Rusev.
And now to honor America,
I'm going
to
go
the brave men and women
John Cena
in the Persian Gulf and throughout
and
the
Whitney
world.
Houston.
Please join in the singing.
She's going to back me up.
Anthem.
Don't roll your. This is the best Star Spangled Banner ever.
It's just a 6 minute song.
I know, Jesus, dude.
My daughter. What Star Spangled Banner is 6 minutes long?
When Whitney Houston sings it? Probably like,
yeah,
I guarantee you it's 4 minutes.
She fell in the tub. Cause she did lots of
and
drugs.
So did her daughter. That's who I'm singing about.
John Cena is gonna come to the ring to this.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, you are right.
With the fucking flag waving high in the air.
Well, you know, it's either this or for some reason the WWE has such a hard on for that.
Oh, nice. I like that.
They always do Patreon.
They'll do that
people.
And it'll go right into I can see that for sure.
They're going to do something American with his entrance, though, with music. Absolutely. Definitely.
Did you open those two links I sent you the other day, by the way?
Does John Cena cry when he wins?
No.
I bet you he cries.
Nope.
He cries and gets hugged by a child with cancer. That's what happens. Hey, let's talk about Connor. Yeah, let's talk about Connor for a minute.
No, we did that for the last 2 weeks.
You want to talk about him?
Yes. No.
I don't want to
talk
about
Connor.
Why not?
Stop.
Connor in the
Rest
Hall of Fame.
In peace. Yes, he's
going
in.
We talked about this a couple weeks. We've been through it.
It's a great thing.
It's a great PR.
Our WrestleMania main event.
You guys don't want to talk about him?
No,
stop. I really don't.
No, little Chris Benoit head. You don't want to talk about him?
Nope. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
Why do you fear Connor?
Brock Lesnar is your reigning and defending.
What's wrong with Connor?
If you're playing that fucking Somewhere Over the Rainbow shit.
Stop it. Stop.
I'm the only kid with cancer that likes WWE. Enshrine me.
You guys are fucked up. I hate you both so much.
Why,
Kevin, what do you think? Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns?
You guys can keep talking all you want.
Roman Reigns.
Even though Brock Lesnar just signed a new deal.
The only thing that makes me think that Brock might win now, I don't think it has anything to do with him signing the new deal. It's just that they made it so public.
See, you know what? You might be right, but I'm leaning toward Brock. They've got no reason to take the belt off him now.
I don't think that would have mattered anyway. I never thought he was going back to UFC.
Connor, I would like to induct Connor.
Somebody get the door.
The Crusher.
Oh, yes! I am with Connor right now in heaven.
We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
You can't go home yet.
I am home. ShiningWizards.com. The Fallen Angels are back, but they are called the Blind Tag now.
Is that because no one saw that they came back?
Abu.
Real quick, this weekend, Rahway Rec Center, Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Yes.
You guys didn't give your picks.
Parade of Champions. Picks for what?
For what?
The fucking main event. No, you were too busy playing Cancer Child over here.
We gave our picks. Roman Reigns wins clean, and then Seth Rollins cashes in, and Roman Reigns beats him too. Brock Lesnar disappears for a few months, fires Paul Heyman, comes back as a face, and feuds with whoever's a top heel at the time.
Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar cannot speak. He's not getting rid of Paul Heyman.
I like Roman for the win, plus a Paul Heyman turn.
Mm-hmm. I see a Heyman turn. I don't see them turning.
You just said that.
No, I don't see them turning Reigns heel. Though.
Lesnar needs Heyman.
Lesnar does need Heyman.
They're not turning Reigns heel. They're not going to do it.
I don't think so either.
Not going to do it.
Oof, I was like corpsing over here.
Yeah, me too. I'm hot Connor. Now. All hot.
Can we get t-shirts? Corpses for Connor? Crossing the line.
How about Connor's corpse?
That crosses the line. Oh. You've crossed. Kevin hates these jokes. Why do you hate these jokes so much? Why do they make you so uncomfortable? Oh.
Stop.
Oh.
You guys say it on the air, but I will tell you after. And I'm pretty sure you guys already know.
Well, look, all joking aside, I think it's great what they're doing, inducting him into Hall of Fame with the Warriors wife and Triple H?
No, Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan's inducting him too?
Yeah, both of them. So it's a great story. I just hope. I don't want to sound like a dick, but I hope they don't like. This is something they do every year. Like
it is what they're going to do every year, but it's going to be something different every year, which I think is awesome.
If they do it, fine. I just hope they don't shoehorn it. Like the whole Connor thing had it was a nice
story. It was organic.
It came together naturally. It wasn't like, hey, this kid's got cancer. He's going to die. Let's do this. Let's do that. It just flowed. It just happened.
Listen, every sport, whatever, they always do like an award like this. It always happens. Someone that does well for the community. It doesn't have to be someone that's dying every year.
God, I hope it's a blind person next year and they just fucking do a header off the stage.
But why do they have to?
Because that's what that Ultimate Warrior made that wish last year, where he said that I hope they have a category where they just give someone who deserves an award for just being a good human being. Triple H being doing the right thing for the last how many years, he did the right thing and stepped up and is doing an award like this.
Yeah, but did he do the right thing when he announced it right after the Bill DeMont scandal?
No, it was perfect timing. It was damage control and good PR.
I'm sure that has something to do with it.
I'm going to shoot. Honestly, it's very sad that Connor was sick and he died, but he was a WWE fan, and there have been plenty of fans like Connor that have come and that have gone, and they've been treated with respect. The WWE is all about good PR. The way they film this and set up certain situations and interviews and him pinning the guy in the ring, first of all, the kid was terminal. They knew he was going to die. They knew ahead of time that this was going to be great PR and something really emotional. And maybe their intentions were good for the most part. But at the end of the day, it's a business and it looks good for business. Rest in peace, Connor. I'm sure he was a big wrestling fan like every kid in the world probably is. And it's sad that he was sick like a lot of kids in the world are. But honestly, it's just PR. That's all it
see,
is.
And that's the like. I
that's
don't
what
want
I
it.
See. And announce it as soon as the DeMott situation hit is just damage control. I'm not shitting on sick people. I know plenty. I've dealt with it. People in my family are currently suffering from that disease. Right.
I just don't want it to turn into a they just go to the well every year.
They're gonna go.
I don't
to
want
the well
that though. Like
every year.
Keep it where like the Make-A-Wish stuff with Cena and all the other. Like just keep it where it is. I don't think something like that
needs
to be glorified. It doesn't. You're just doing a kindness out of your heart. You're doing what's right. Leave it there. You don't have to put it in the public eye and try and make yourself look better.
Yeah, it should just be a situation where they just cherry pick one sick kid a year and just
it's,
like.
But it's not you. It's not. This just happens to be the it's not going to be a sick kid every year. It's going to be an Army veteran next year. It could be someone from a Special Olympics in 2 years from now.
God, I hope it's a blind person.
You know what? Fair enough. And I don't
God
mind
forbid
that,
they do
that.
Something. Granted, you're probably right in a sense that it is PR, but God forbid we can just look at it as being a nice thing for someone who deserves a little recognition.
It's fair enough, Kevin. And they do this all year round.
I'm all for a veteran award.
With the veterans, with the Make-A-Wish kids. They do it all year round. I just don't want it to be where they just pick like one person at random every year.
So
just a single amount. Like, no, they're doing great work.
But what happens
when
they start?
When you go to a sporting event, when you go to like a Jet game or a Giant game, and they bring out these kids that are going through all this shit, and just get a standing ovation for what they've been through. Yes.
That's not on TV, though.
Yes, what do you mean? It's a fucking halftime show sometimes. It's a fucking thing.
When was the last time you sat down?
Okay, whatever. Halftime show. It's not a halftime show. Whatever.
When was the last time you sat down to watch a football game besides the Super Bowl and you saw the halftime show?
When they
show?
Go to the audience and they put the person's name underneath the thing and they get a nice little wave and they get a standing ovation. Every hockey game you go to, they have a hometown hero.
Yeah, fine. They do that. But I'm not saying that every sick person in the world is entitled to an award.
You think Chris Payne's the hometown hero of Staten Island?
Like, when do they take it and, like, a celebrity gets sick and now they use that as extra PR?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crossing the line.
You said crossing
it's
the line.
It's not necessary.
When have they done that with a celebrity?
I don't...
No, it's not when they have, but when will they? If this is something that becomes an annual thing every year during WrestleMania, they're going to use every single source they have to use somebody's sickness as a way to put themselves over.
I think you're thinking about this way too much.
I agree.
It's wrestling.
I think that's just the way the WWE runs.
Yeah, all right.
Runs.
So with it being wrestling, okay, that's fine. It's wrestling. But at the end of the day, it's still sending a positive message to all these people that, they're not thinking about it like we are. Not many people are thinking about it the way that the four of us are thinking about it. Everyone else is seeing it as a good thing. Someone that's going through something that this person's going through, and they're getting recognized for it. Why is that? Why do you always have to look for the fucking evil in every goddamn fucking thing?
Because that's the way the world is, Kevin.
And that's what every publicly traded company... Then let's have no charities ever. Let's have no charities for fucking nobody. Let's not donate money to these people because a publicly traded company did it.
Do you know the amount of work Tony had to do to find a legit company to donate the money to our cancer
Listen,
church?
That was a great... No, first of all,
but
we could have found...
But do you know how many companies he had to look through? No, you couldn't find any.
Yes, you could have.
You can't.
I had at least three, but we went with Tony's, which was fine, which was perfectly cool. I had at least two.
I sent a bunch of letters out. I was trying to find, like, hometown groups. Only one person, by chance, ran into us at WrestleCon.
Okay, that's fine, then. That's not on... They were the only ones that got back to us for... They were the only people that got back to us. That's their business practice. That has nothing to do with...
I don't think Matt's point is that they should stop doing charitable work. I just don't want it to become, and I can agree with Matt, I don't want it to just become a PR thing.
How do we top Connor next year? What do we
See,
find?
See, like,
okay.
That's fair.
But that's the road we're going to go. It's WWE.
But if you look at it like that, where you just think that they're topping something, they're topping it for, like, I don't understand I just don't get, like, how you could top a subject so arbitrary, not arbitrary because that sounds like it's meaningless, but so broad. How are you topping something? There's nothing to top.
It's not us. I don't want to top anything. I think they do what they do, and I think it's great, and I think everyone should buy your pink John Cena stuff, buy your pink t-shirts, support every single freaking disease out there. Do the ice water challenge.
We'll support
do
curing
it all.
Them.
Do
yeah,
it
we'll
all.
Support the diseases.
I'm all about curing them for them.
You know Anything. That they're going to take this and then next
Exploit
year.
Exploit the shit.
But look, that's just par for the course. No matter what any kind of company does for charity, it's just a bigger stage.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be on a stage?
It's still
to begin
disgusting
with,
at the end of the day.
Because
you know?
It was last year, the Ultimate Warrior said, hey, I hope there's an award for people that are better, that are just good human beings and good people. And then maybe they thought.
Maybe
that struck a chord. Wow.
Maybe you're right, and I'm not saying you're wrong. No good deed does not have some self like award to it. Like
right.
It doesn't. And you're right about that, but that's in every walk of life, so I'm not crucifying WWE for it.
Unless it's something that I guess affects you personally.
I don't think that Connor was just a freaking stunt. I don't really think they're that cruel.
No one's saying it was a stunt.
No one's saying it was.
I'm just saying it was the way it was handled was they knew the outcome and knew it would be great PR.
I think they were going to do it anyway. I think it just so happened that with this whole DeMott thing coming, maybe they boosted it up a little bit.
I'm not saying you're wrong about that. The timing.
The Connor situation, the most beautiful thing about it is that it was organic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way WWE runs their business, they run cameras all the time. And just to capture that magic is something else. It's what they do after that.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to have to wait until next year.
I don't want to be sitting here in a year having the same conversation. Just, I don't go around boasting about what I do and what I donate to and what I support. There's better things that are just left alone. And I feel like that falls into that category.
I see your point, but I just disagree with it. I think some people deserve some recognition for what they go through and what they've done.
I'm not asking you to agree with me.
No, I know you're not, because obviously we're not going to. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to showcase something that is positive. And you don't think this is more for his father than it is for him?
His father's such a mark.
You don't think...
He's a fucking Roman Reigns fan.
He's got his encyclopedia all ready to go.
Kevin, I'm sorry. That's exactly why any of this is happening. My fucking son was dealt a shit card. I better get something out of this. WrestleMania moment.
Some parents send their kids to acting school.
God.
Connor, you like wrestling, right?
I like wrestling.
Let's do this.
I don't know.
It's really my wish, not yours, Connor.
Yeah. You like Triple H, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Triple H is your favorite.
Okay,
are we done talking about Connor?
Yeah,
we got to wrap this up.
That took an ungodly turn.
Plugs. That was a good conversation.
We get into, me and you had the NXT conversation last week, and now we had this, and it's what we do. We bring the real,
we talk about
the real
wrestling
stuff to the table.
Yeah, we don't hide from
and
shit.
The four of us really care about the issues, and if you care about the issues too, please write us a review on iTunes.
Nice.
And write us a review on Stitcher and buy one of our shirts. They're still for sale, ProWrestlingTees.com.
Did we completely just go right through? Sorry.
The Hall of Fame is Saturday.
Shining Wizards.
Yes. The Hall of Fame is Saturday. If you don't watch all of the Hall of Fame, we highly recommend you watch the induction of the Macho Man. It's a long time coming. I think that we can say Lanny Poffo's a pretty good friend of ours at this point.
Yep.
Please support him. Support the Poffo family. Support the Macho Man taking his rightful place in the fake Hall of Fame. Whatever. Plugs.
It's a real Hall of Fame for
a fake
business.
Do we have rapid-fire plugs?
Do we not even want to go through PWS at all? Or do we not?
I'd like to since I'm kind of in it.
Plug it up. Should.
Do it.
Well, we don't have to go through the whole card. Dave Destruction's going through the entire card tomorrow on Thursday Night Destruction.
He's got no
guest, so make sure you listen and please turn down that fucking awful beeping.
It's not me. My mail's not open.
I have my headphone jack plugged in.
ProWrestlingSyndicate.com is where you want to go. This Saturday night, Parade of Champions, Rahway, New Jersey, the Rahway Rec Center.
Big show.
Well,
Shining Edward Jackson, he will take Falaba.
My man.
To the main event.
My kid's favorite
once again,
wrestler, by the way.
Once again, welcome my man to the main event.
He defends his PWS World Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Against that Heavyweight Championship
broken,
of the World.
We peaked.
I blew out
that
the
broken English-speaking, non-green card-carrying.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
How many times is Eddie going to get up to go to the bathroom and have somebody take his spot? I didn't even invite Shining Edward Jackson here.
Oh, yeah, I'm him now.
It's rude. Damn it. It's
that's right, Betty.
It's flat out rude.
Mario Bacara.
He's a fuckface, Shining Edward Jackson.
I was going to say, Mario Bacara is.
Yeah, you
shouldn't
have said that after you said Mario Bacara.
A fuckface. It's a chairs match.
Huh?
And I said this on Facebook. Huh?
Huh?
Fala's going to hit you so hard, Piska, that you'll wake up speaking proper English.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Take Does Fala Mario speak Bacara. English?
Falaba doesn't speak.
He doesn't. No, he kind of mutters.
He's the silence behind the violence.
No, he's the violence and the silence.
He speaks bah.
What else is going on in PWS, Kev?
The Heavenly Bodies are in a tag team title match with a bunch of other teams because they never give my guys a one-on-one shot
team
ever.
España,
ever.
Team España, the Handicap Heroes, and the Reynolds Brothers.
Team España wins.
Team España is, I guess, on the same level as my Heavenly Bodies these days.
You watch.
Who are only busy wrestling Harlem Heat in Texas, beating the Rock and Roll Express. Oh, Team España, Heavenly Bodies, even playing field.
Well, listen, they're a hardworking team.
They lost
to
Harlem Heat, by the way.
Do you know how hard it is to get a Saturday night off from the restaurant? That's true. Worked hard to get this title shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Imagine who's going to wash the dishes?
To get wash? They're going to take the belts back to the kitchen Sunday morning for breakfast.
Olé.
Ay-ay-ay.
A lot of stuff going on. Suicidal Six-Way, obviously, with the Amazing Red. Starman, Swashbuckler, Craven, Matt McIntosh, Champion Bobby Wayward.
And more.
And more.
ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Not too late to get tickets. Doors open at 6, bell time 8.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven?
Sucks.
Ooh,
seven.
We're doing a 5-hour show this week. Sorry.
And it is WrestleMania weekend. It should only be 1 5-hour show during the weekend.
And yeah. Do not
touché.
Do not forget in the New York, New Jersey area, WLNY 55, yeah. Saturday night / Sunday morning, 4:30 a.m. You can catch Pro Wrestling Syndicate TV live. If you live in the Philadelphia area, you can get it Sunday afternoons, 3:30.
Yeah, something like that. If we're delayed, just take the headsets
off. And I know they're coming
to
Boston and
Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
Oh, great. Then Vern Gagne can watch it on TV and kill another one of his roommates.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, good God bless.
Wow. Is he?
That's amazing.
Good God bless.
And Buck Zumhoff's in jail for raping his daughter.
Well, I mean, you should go to jail for that.
And then he tried to run out of the courtroom when they convicted him. So now he faces charges on evading. A boo. That's what you get for wrestling in a 4x4 ring, jackass.
Why do you know so much about Buck?
Because he looks like you.
He doesn't look like
yes, he does.
He might look like my father.
Dude, Google Buck Zumhoff. It looks just like Matt if he was an older pederast.
Put the picture of him with the boombox.
What are the plugs we have?
We got New England Fan Fest. New England Fan Fest.
Fast Fan Fust.
FanFest.com. June 27th at the Rhode Island Convention Center.
June 27th? That's like a year away.
Well, they have amazing guests like Gene
Like
Oberlin,
Amazing Red?
Zeus. Who I'm
Zeus?
Going to get on the show.
Oh, yes,
Goldberg,
please.
Goldberg, George Steele, Jasmine St.
If we had Zeus on, all I would do is ask him about Debo.
Are you working on Zeus?
Yes. The human wrecking machine.
How's it looking?
It's looking great.
Like one eyebrow and a crossed eye.
It's looking like we plug your shit, you give me a guest.
Wow. Ooh, Zeus can Goldberg. Plug my shit anytime.
I don't want Bret Hart.
No.
I want Tiny Lester.
I want Zeus.
Or Lister.
Whatever.
I'd rather much listen
to an
interview
with Zeus. You know he's got a kid? It's a small version of him. He's called Tiny Listerine.
Yeah, he's also got a terrible record at selling houses, so eat the corn out of my shit. How do you like them apples? Like so, New England FanFest.com. Check it out. I know the juice, juicy product. JT Donnie.
Did you say the
there.
Juice?
The juice. Also, Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. They just started an on-demand gimmick, almost like the WWE Network or the New Japan Pro Wrestling Network.
Except it's all in Canadian.
It's all Canadian, so you have to give them 8 loons.
A boot.
To check out the product, but definitely check it out. They have all their past stuff.
How many loons do you think a hand job is in Canada?
7.
All right, good.
A dollar less than the on-demand.
Well, then, sorry, Smash.
WildcatSports.com. Luke Hawks and Company running out of Louisiana.
Doing big things.
Why are they running? Are they wanted?
They just had Stevie Ray on the show. Mason Ryan's a regular. Luke Hawks, of course, so definitely check them out. Pro Wrestling Syndicate, we mentioned them, but I will mention them again. ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Probably, if not the top independent wrestling promotion on the East Coast, let alone the United States, they are up there. They're worth checking out.
Despite the presence of Shining Edward Jackson.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck him.
Boo him. Throw cabbage at him.
He's only forget the best the manager.
Forget the streamers.
Seen.
Yeah, forget cabbage. The streamers and the Tampax. Bring cabbage.
Don't give them any ideas.
Bring tomatoes.
If you throw cabbage at Shining Edward Jackson,
hey, listen,
Matt will give
you
a
free t-shirt.
I have a neck injury. If I get hit in the head and turn my neck the wrong way, I'm going to sue not only you, but PWS.
That sounds like a...
We would never advocate throwing cabbage at Edward Jackson.
Sounds like a better incentive.
Please do not bring cabbage on Saturday at 7 p.m. with an 8 p.m.
Kathy
bell
Hummer, if you bring cabbage, I'm going to punch you in your face.
Well, don't just leave your underwear on and we won't have to smell cabbage.
Jesus.
House of Glory Wrestling, houseofgloryonline.com.
I've started a new league, by the way. It's called House of Glory Hole.
You started a new league?
Yes, you put your dick in the hole, and like whether or not they like you, they'll either blow you
so well tonight,
or give
buddy.
You anal or hit you with a hammer.
Yikes. houseofgloryonline.com. Brian XL, Amazing Red, they run a great product out of the New York City area. Definitely check them out.
Yes, they do.
Mick Foley was there last month. RVD was there the month before. Me and Kevin went out there. We checked out a show. They showcase a lot of talent that we know.
It's a showcase show.
Support them and everything they do. I think that's all I got
it's
for you.
It's a showcase show. Maestro.
Hold on. I had a couple of Facebook messages from people that want me to plug their shit. Oh, fuck it. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Do you have a closing number?
You have a Kevin plug for people who are in Hudson County tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kevin plugs.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Thursday.
So I'll be doing stand-up at the Hopscotch in Jersey City, New Jersey with people from all over television, House of Cards.
Wait, what?
House of Glory Hole?
What about House of Cards?
There's this guy, forget his name. I never met the man.
His name is Luke Atmadick.
I have the roster right here. The roster, like I'm wrestling talk right now.
Do we have a closer?
Damo Hicks from House of Cards.
Really?
Yeah. Brett Druck from TBS Just for Laughs and America's Got Talent.
And more.
Wow. Liz Barrett, Gotham Comedy Live, and your boy from the Shining Wizards podcast tomorrow night. At Hopscotch in Jersey City.
Hopscotch.
If you are in the area.
Hop,
Hopscotch.
Check out Kevin.
Hopscotch.
That's so weird with the headphones.
It's a good craft bar.
It's the echo, that's why.
Love cheese.
Who will survive?
Who will survive?
Survivor Series. Oh, it's WrestleMania. Why'd you trick me?
Here's a little piece of trivia.
Linda McMahon's theme song.
This album, do you know who produced it?
Jimmy Mona Johnson. Flambe.
Simon Cowell.
Really?
That has to be the worst music I've ever heard.
Pump it up. This is a great song.
Well, folks, enjoy WrestleMania weekend no matter where you are in this great land.
Yeah. And don't forget about our special presentation tomorrow night. Tribute.
For the genius.
Did we want to announce that?
We already did.
Also, don't forget.
Didn't you already do it before?
WWNLive.com. All weekend, Evolve shows. Kevin Gill, Marcus Mack, Gabriel Ramirez, the King of the Indies. The show is on WWNLive.com.
Vinny Massaro, that's my sleeper pick.
Check that out. Thursday night show. Friday, all day. Saturday. It's the best weekend in the world to be a wrestling fan. So support all your wrestling. Indie, WWE, New Japan. The shit that Bowser watches with Jimmy Havoc. He's a badass.
He's a cunt.
He is a cunt. At Wizards Podcast on Twitter.
Keep your wallet in your front pocket. Keep your cornhole tight.
Pump it up.
Hopefully Eddie doesn't kill himself with how bad WrestleMania is. Good night, everyone. Ooh, we got an echo, too. Hello. This is Harry Harrison for CBS.
I got a pee. Are we done yet?
FM.
Execution is on top. There's a new gun in.